Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
$1.7 million households were victims of identity theft.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the public will see the details Thursday, but the word is most of the big banks did not pass the government's stress test with flying colors. Let's get details on the story live from the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Nick, federal regulators checking 19 of those major banks have reportedly found some of them need to pump up their reserves. Banking consultant Bert Ely says it doesn't mean the companies are on the verge of failure, but
the government concern is that when they come to the other side of the recession, they're really going to be in fairly weak financial condition.
Possibly so weak that they'd need government help, but White House spokesman Robert Gibbs indicated the president hopes to avoid another bailout.
I don't doubt that this is unpopular. It's unpopular here.
The administration expects the troubled banks to raise any needed capital on their own. Today, the Fed chief will brief Congress on challenges facing the financial system and the overall economy. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The last few times the Fed chairman reported to Congress on the economy, the event was filled with dread. The recession is still pretty bad, but as Ben Bernanke returns to Capitol Hill today, there are a few little glimmers of hope in manufacturing, the stock market, and even real estate, where there's been another uptick in sales.
This could be the leading edge of a wave of first-time buyers responding to record low mortgage interest rates and an $8,000 tax credit.
The second rise in new sales contracts in 2 months, says Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
What to do with foreclosed homes? CBS's Steve Futterman reports from Victorville, California. One bank's solution was to bring the bulldozers into a brand new development.
A few days ago, there were homes here. Now, all that's left is rubble.
Well, there was six here, six on the next street.
For the last week, crews had been here tearing down 16 homes. The bank, which acquired the homes through foreclosure, says to complete them would have cost $1 million. People driving by yesterday could hardly believe it.
It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money and a perfectly good house.
In this instance, it was cheaper to tear down the homes than to try to sell them. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Victorville, California.
Despite the country's economic woes, three of four people believe they've achieved the American dream or will in their lifetimes. Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton says the latest CBS News New York Times poll has also found some slippage in how well-off Americans are compared with their parents.
A majority of Americans say that their standard of living is better than their parents was. 58% say that, but that's down from 2005 when 66% said that.
And what about the future? Americans are more pessimistic.
34% of parents think their children's standard of living will be worse than theirs, and that's up 6 points from just last year.
Swine flu continues to be a problem around the world, with more than 1,400 cases confirmed in 20 countries. CBS News correspondent Bianca Sorozano reports authorities in Asia have been particularly tough on suspected cases of the flu.
From Tokyo, where arriving passengers are detained, to Hong Kong, where an entire hotel is quarantined. Dozens of Mexicans who were quarantined in China are on their way home. Four Americans were also quarantined by the Chinese. Two have been released.
In this country, it is not just the H1N1 virus that's the trouble. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy.
The FDA is cracking down on websites marketing products with fraudulent claims that they can guard against or even cure swine flu. The feds have identified at least 20 websites so far, offering everything from swine flu-killing shampoo and conditioner to antiviral medications sold without a doctor's prescription. There are also flu diagnostic and protection kits that experts say are no doubt worthless ripoffs. One site, swinefluegone.com, sells a 2-ounce spritzer bottle with a concoction of ionic silver, echinacea, eucalyptus, and spearmint, claiming it stops swine flu in its tracks. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Time on the Roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado Senate has rejected a plan to do away with the death penalty. The measure would have diverted the millions of dollars spent on death penalty cases to try to solve older murders. Senators decided instead to fund the cold case unit by tacking on an extra $5 to traffic fines. Democrat Raleigh Heath had argued in favor of abolishing the death penalty.
The penological interest in executing a small number of persons guilty of murder is not sufficiently compelling to justify the risk of making an irreversible mistake.
Colorado has executed one person in the last 40 years, and there are currently two men on death row. The compromise now goes back to the House. And lawmakers have killed a bill to toughen Colorado's seatbelt law. The measure would have allowed police to ticket drivers for not wearing a seatbelt. Colorado's H1N1 flu count is up to 6, and CU Boulder may have 3 cases. Dr. Pamela Talley is with the health center on campus.
We are very much encouraging routine public health measures to try and prevent the spread of this, including hand washing, covering your mouth when you cough and sneeze, and staying home when you're ill.
The 3 suspected flu cases are a student who lives in a dorm and 2 off-campus students. Sports: Nuggets-Mavericks game 2 tonight at Pepsi Center. Nuggets lead that series 1-0, and the Rockies beat San Diego 9-6, a go-ahead grand slam from Chris Iannetta. The two teams match up again tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker, with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent trip around the metro right now, no significant delays to really get in your way. However, volume is building in those usual spots, like southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen. It's also starting to get busier westbound 76 on that approach to 270. Outside the city limits, pretty foggy conditions along I-70 in the Lyman area. And then there was some police activity downtown. 4th and Kalamath, 5th and LePan, looks like they're all out of there, so you can continue driving through there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How do you spot a do-it-yourself mom? It's easy. Most moms can make a bed, but only...
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the 8 Misbehave an Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics. Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
The latest generation of Jawbone Bluetooth headsets has arrived. The new Jawbones have significantly improved audio quality, enhanced noise reduction abilities, a 10-meter operating range, 4.5 hours of talk time, 8 days of standby time, and most important of all, they come in a variety of different colors, including Frankly Scarlet, Yellow, Drop Me a Lime, and the creatively entitled Lilac You Mean It.
Just days away from boldly going where no Star Trek movie has gone before. The hype surrounding the new Star Trek movie, the 11th to be released, but the first to be directed by J.J. Abrams, suggests that it could be the biggest movie of the summer, replicating the success of The Dark Knight last year.
Everyone's
once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York bought Goldman Sachs shares in December and January and served on Goldman's board when the Federal Reserve was giving away $10 billion in taxpayer money. So, first Republican out there criticizing that. The Supreme Court is ordering a federal appeals court to re-examine its ruling in favor of CBS over Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. The court Monday directed the third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia to consider reinstating the $550,000 fine that the FCC imposed on CBS over Ms. Jackson's breast-bearing performance at the at the 2004 Super Bowl. Silicon Valley is voicing concerns over Obama's new rules on tax havens. The proposed change, they say, many computer companies say would hurt them the most. I say get over it. Stop hiding your taxes. Pay taxes like everybody else. House Democrats unveiled a $94 billion wartime spending bill Monday that adds $9.3 billion to White House requests, but also reflects serious doubts about the long-term viability of U.S. commitments in Afghanistan and Pakistan. President Obama's plans for closing the Guantanamo Detention Center are challenged as well, with Democrats opting to strip out all of the $80 million in new funds sought by the Pentagon and Justice Department to begin the relocation of prisoners. My old boss Dave Obey said he was very doubtful about the chances of success in the Afghan-Pakistan region and wants a fish or cut bait assessment in a year's time that will determine how long the U.S. continues on this path. This bill gives the president 1 year to demonstrate what he can do, said Obi. It gives him ample resources. So Obama's on the clock, apparently, in terms of getting things turned around in Afghanistan. I love this story. It's in the Politico. Nearly a week after Democrats welcomed Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter into the fold and Republicans got acquainted with Specter's prospective challenger, Pat Toomey, both sides are showing signs of buyer's remorse. Suddenly, Specter's path to re-election as a Democrat is looking far from certain, as progressives recoil at some aspects of his voting record, and two prominent candidates refuse to bow out. On the Republican side, the more Republicans look at the Pennsylvania landscape, the more questions they have about whether Toomey, a very conservative former congressman, is the right fit against Specter in a general election. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is taking heat from Johnson & Johnson, Nike, and other of its major corporate members over its opposition to global warming legislation pending in the House. So the Chamber of Commerce has a little bit of a revolt on its hands. In a letter to the Chamber, Johnson & Johnson has asked the Chamber to refrain from making comments on climate change unless they reflect the full range of views, especially those of Chamber members advocating for congressional action. AP reports President Obama is turning to South Carolina's former school superintendent to head an expanded Consumer Product Safety Commission, an embattled agency that has been criticized in the past by advocates for being too cozy with industry. Speaking of back to Arlen Specter, less than a week into his tenure as a Democrat, key Democratic figures are warning that their newly minted colleague, despite having the backing of the White House, could face a tough primary should he continue to oppose key tenets of the party's agenda, said former DNC Chairman Howard Dean, I'm pleased that he saw the light and decided he would be a better fit for the Democratic Party. And I think you have to allow for his views to evolve. But he won't win the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania by taking the position that you should not have the Employee Free Choice Act or a public option for health care. If he takes these kind of views, there's going to be a Democratic primary, so Arlen Specter is not going to have an easy ride of it. In game politics, as you know, I'm interested in this. With the pending retirement of Justice David Souter from the U.S. Supreme Court, President Obama will have the opportunity to name a replacement. His choice could have a major impact on the constitutional issues relating to video games, especially if California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger decides to ask the court to consider February's Ninth Circuit court ruling saying that his state's video game law from 2005 is illegal. As governor, Michigan's Jennifer Granholm signed into law a similar law in 2005 blocking minors from purchasing violent video games. The video game industry filed suit and the measure was ruled unconstitutional later. So these Supreme Court picks, they really, you know, they affect a lot of different things. Let's go to some local news here. As you probably heard at the top of the hour, a bill to repeal the death penalty in Colorado fizzled on Monday when the state Senate gutted the measure. House bill, when this bill was in the House, would have repealed the death penalty as a sentencing option and used the money saved by not prosecuting and appealing such cases, estimated to be at least $1 million a year, to fund the Colorado Bureau of Investigation's cold case unit. But a new version of the bill, drafted just 15 minutes before the Senate was slated to vote on the original version, would charge people convicted of crimes a $2.50 fee and give that cash to local jurisdictions. Democratic Senator Morgan Carroll, sponsor of the measure, called the move an ambush. In other news from the legislature, a bill that would make it easier for holders of concealed weapons permits to buy guns is heading to Governor Ritter's desk after the State House approved the measure. Ritter, for his part, is signaling his support for the hands-free cell phone bill, the bill mandating that you use hands-free devices when you're using your cell phone in your car. Now, that bill was relaxed by state senators, according to the Denver Post. In a drastic change, says the Post, the Senate took out the ban on handheld cell phone conversations for adult drivers. Instead, after the amendment, the bill merely bans text messaging while driving. So this will have to be worked out in a conference committee. Those bank stress tests. Regulators have told Wells Fargo it may need to shore up its finances after government stress tests showed the bank may have trouble surviving a deeper recession. The unanimous Supreme Court said Monday that undocumented workers who use phony IDs cannot be considered identity thieves without proof they knew they were stealing real people's Social Security and other numbers. The Colorado Independent notes that this could have some effect on Weld County. That Supreme Court decision may have implications for a contentious identity crime prosecution that resulted in 100 charges of criminal impersonation by undocumented workers and more than 5,000 personal income tax records seized in Weld County. So these cases have a lot of local implications. And in our final story, late Monday afternoon, the University of Colorado announced several suspected cases of potential swine flu have been reported on campus. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Tom Philpott of Grist Magazine about where this swine flu started. And I think you'll be, I think you'll be surprised or maybe not surprised about where it started. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So in the show today, as mentioned, we're going to talk about, in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about where swine flu started. And in the next hour, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about wolves. Not werewolves. Regular wolves. And whether they should be killed. There's a little bit of a controversy in the Northern Rockies about whether their population is repopulated to the point where they should be killed. But the question of this first hour, what do you think about the news that the death penalty here in Colorado, the bill to repeal it, was gutted? How do you think Governor Ritter behaved in the whole thing? Ritter refused to take a position. This bill came very, very close to passing. It was gutted. There's still an outside chance it may pass. But Ritter didn't take a position on the bill, and the state Senate has killed it. So I'm curious what you think about this. 303-713-7600. We've got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. What do you think about the state Senate gutting the bill to repeal the death penalty? Do you think it's Bill Ritter's fault that this thing went down because he didn't take a position? Says Morgan Carroll, quote, "The move was an ambush. Some people are looking for ways to avoid voting on this core issue. It's gamesmanship that makes a mess of public policy." What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm bummed out that this bill went down.
God forbid that we actually know where some of our representatives stand on issues like this.
I know.
You know?
I know. And this was going to be, we were going to be one of the two states, I think, in this legislative session to repeal the death penalty. New Mexico has repealed its death penalty. And I think a lot of the blame goes on Bill Ritter. When the governor doesn't take a position on this issue, when he comes out and says, I don't want to take a position. And here's another question. Do you think Governor Ritter orchestrated the defeat of this bill? Do you think he twisted arms to make sure the bill never got to his desk so he wouldn't have to take a position? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Do you think Governor Ritter killed the bill that would have repealed the death penalty in Colorado? Did he not want to deal with it? Did he not want it coming to his desk? That's my guess. What do you think?
I think that's definitely the case.
He just didn't want to deal.
Yeah, and I don't, like you said yesterday, he's a former prosecutor.
Right, and he's pretending he doesn't have a position on the issue. That's such a joke. And so I'm guessing he used his leverage in the state Senate behind the scenes to make sure it never got to his desk. Pathetic. All right.
Politicians.
Yeah, right. That's right. 623, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760. 51 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, it's nice and light as we're kicking off the morning commute, David. Just the normal jams as you're heading out of Aurora, southbound 225. First at Colfax, again after Yosemite, and speed still in the 40s there as you're making that trip, just about a 15-minute trip between 70 and 25 in both directions. Seeing more volume, though, heading into downtown, westbound 76, beginning at 74th Avenue, and on eastbound 270 there at York Street, also getting busy leaving North Glen on southbound I-25, beginning at 104th Avenue. Checking foggy conditions out east on I-70 near Lyman. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Chipotle is introducing a new kids menu. They've got all sorts of new items. Your kids will...
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty. It's thick and absorbent, and it's even more durable than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared.
The design and craftsmanship of Levion jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Levion chocolate diamonds, Levion chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
People locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rockies Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rockies. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to PearlHarborMemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
That's Simon and Garfunkel, and we're doing a little bit of a Simon and Garfunkel CD giveaway. So the next time you hear that song in a break, if you're the seventh caller at our contest number, 303-631-2670, 303-631-2, excuse me, I gave the wrong number, I'm a jerk. Yeah, my bad. 303-631-2760. That's easy. 303-631-2760. So, the next time you hear that song as we come back from a break, if you're the seventh caller to 303-631-2760, you're going to get a CD, Simon & Garfunkel Live, 1969, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's a great CD. So, be the seventh caller. So the question of the hour, do you think Bill Ritter was responsible for killing the bill in the legislature to repeal the death penalty? And what do you think of the repeal of the death penalty? 303-713-7600. This bill went down in a very close vote. The House had passed the repeal. The Senate did not, last night, after a furious debate, did not pass the repeal. Whose fault do you think it was? Do you think it's good that the repeal didn't pass? Or did you want the repeal to pass? 303-713-7600. A little bit more news of the weird. A Pennsylvania man has been accused of burglarizing at least three apartments and vandalizing them with spray paint and chocolate pudding after police say he was found covered in chocolate syrup. Police say the 24-year-old Bethlehem resident was arrested early Friday after being found with silver spray paint and chocolate on his hands and clothes. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't make this stuff up. Here's an interesting story off the Tech Wire. Cell phones will soon be able to sense our environment and its pollutants. This is in Seed Magazine. This new power may change the way we move through the world, but will it motivate us to change it? So we're going to start getting real-time data on pollution and toxins in our atmosphere via cell phones. That's kind of weird. It's kind of cool, because in real time we'll be able to know which areas are most polluted, and that's obviously going to help deal with pollution, I think. But what's weird is that it's like your cell phone is going to be sort of taking measurements, potentially, of your environment. I don't know, that's got some creepy privacy issues with it. I had heard, actually, and I think it's true, I've heard that they can turn on your cell phone at any time, and it doesn't look like it's on. and they can just listen to you. That's like the CIA can do that.
Dude, I'm super cell phone paranoid, man. What, extremely.
What about that?
I always think I'm being watched. Not like I have anything to hide, but I always feel like I'm being watched.
That I'm pretty sure they can turn on almost any cell phone.
Yes, they can.
And listen.
Whenever they want.
Like whenever they and the phone doesn't look like it's on.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
So like without your phone on, they can hear conversations that aren't going on your phone.
Exactly. It's like a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary.
I really believe, and maybe call me a conspiracy theorist, I really believe that they put that kind of stuff in there so that the government can spy on us whenever we want.
I do too.
Like, I feel like they went to the cell phone manufacturers.
We're heading towards 1984.
Oh, I think we're already there.
Do you think we're already there?
Oh, yeah, with all the cameras.
I think they put these GPS things in the cars, keep track of where you're going and where you're driving.
I think Britain's already there. I mean, you know, Britain has the highest per capita amount of cameras.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's creepy, man. It's like all those sci-fi movies we used to watch 20 years ago.
Well, did you ever see The Bourne Identity?
Yeah.
Remember wasn't it the last one where the guy's walking through the train station and they have all the cameras? They're like, go to camera 8, go to camera 7.
Yeah.
It's like really crazy. They're
it
definitely
scares
watching.
Me.
Now, of course.
What would our forefathers be saying about this?
Now, of course, I don't think they're watching like. I like to tell myself that they're not watching you and me.
Yeah.
We're not important enough.
We're nice. Yeah, but, you know.
It is weird. It's totally weird.
It scares me. I don't like, you know, if I could just ace my cell phone.
Yeah, the cell phone thing is definitely weird. Now this idea that your cell phone's going to be taking measurements of your environment and sending it back to some central database, it's totally, totally bizarre.
You should ask how many Americans feel, or how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched.
Yeah, how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched?
Because I feel like I am.
You're feeling like you're always being watched.
Not always, but I do feel like I can't talk about specific things on the cell phone.
Like what?
I don't know.
What? What can't you talk about on the cell phone?
I don't know. Plans of what we're going to do the weekend. You know, my friends call, acting all crazy, saying stupid stuff. You know, I don't know. I just don't like.
You don't like the sense of you're being watched.
Got an email from one of our listeners, nameless emails. Oh, yeah, you've got plenty to hide, pal. So do I. Great.
Yeah, I get that feeling, too, when I instant message. I totally get that feeling when I instant message and I'm being watched. Absolutely. And this story in Seed Magazine, I encourage everybody to go check it out, about how your cell phone is going to start measuring your environment. And potentially sending information back to a database, which there is a good application to this, right? There is a good application. I mean, if we can get real-time environmental data, that's pretty good. All right, so Turk has thrown it out there. If you're going to call up about the death penalty and what you think about the legislature rejecting the bill to repeal the death penalty, the other open question of the hour is, do you think you're being watched? Do you think the government is watching you? 303-713-7600. How much do you think the government is watching you? Do you think the government's watching your instant messages? Do you think it's listening in on your cell phone? Do you think they can turn your cell phone on to listen to you? This is the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Jolie in Denver, are you being watched?
Yeah, I can tell you a story.
Okay.
I lost my laptop in an airport. Now, you might think, well, yeah, you're in an airport, but I was in Florida, in Jacksonville, and my laptop actually got stolen by baggage handlers. I had to hand off my carry-on because it was a little commuter plane, and that's what happened to it. But I didn't realize that at first, so I called when I got back here to Denver, I called the Jacksonville airport to find out if there had been any laptops left as security, because I thought, all right, maybe I spaced and I left it. They put me through to the TSA person in security, and she said, when did you come through? And it was like a couple weeks later, and she had me describe what I was wearing, and in less than 30 seconds, she had the film of me walking through the Jacksonville airport.
Come on.
I swear to God, all the way through security and seeing me put the laptop back. She had me. It was funny. She said, what kind of suitcase do you have? And I said that I said the brand, Vera Bradley, and it was a particular pattern. And it was a female. We all know about this luggage. So she goes, oh, yeah. And she mentioned the dark blue pattern on the thing and saw me putting the laptop back in my carry-on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you find your laptop?
No, it was stolen by the people, the gate check personnel at the Jacksonville airport.
Did they catch him?
It never made it to Chicago. I had to change in Chicago, and that's when I missed it. When I got to Chicago and they handed me back my bag, it didn't weigh enough. I was already on the next plane before I lifted it up into the overhead and realized, wait a minute, and looked, and sure enough, the laptop was gone.
That is crazy that they were able to track you like that. That is really crazy. And, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, a laptop issue. Check this out. I've wanted to bring up this story for a while. This is from the big newspaper in Australia. Two accused burglars, this was back in May of 2000, a year ago. Two accused burglars are scheduled to appear in court after the owner of a missing Apple laptop connected to it remotely and took a picture of the users. So she had screen control on her laptop, and she was able to go on her desktop, turn on the screen control, turn on the camera on the computer, snap a picture of the people using her laptop after they had stolen it. Talking about creepy. But your story, Jolie, about how they can track you, they were able to basically track you, is really crazy. And by the way, it's kind of the same thing. When I went to DIA one time, I left my car and I forgot where I parked like an idiot. You know, it's like that Seinfeld episode. And you call up the central folks there, and you say, I've lost my car. They know exactly where your car is because they drive through taking pictures. I'm pretty sure either recording or taking pictures of your license plates. They told me exactly where my car was. It's weird. So, all right, so John Turk has created the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Enter the AM 760 Conspiracy Theory Center, although it's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. It's the Paranoid Center here.
I'm paranoid.
Are you being watched?
Yes, we
are. How much do you think you're being watched? Give us your stories about how you feel like you've been watched. And feel free to weigh in on the death penalty issue. Do you think the Colorado legislature was right yesterday to gut the bill that would have repealed the death penalty? And do you think Governor Ritter was behind killing that bill? 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? I kind of feel like I'm being watched. And by the way, there's a lot of movies out there that make you feel like you're being watched. You ever see Enemy of the State?
Mm-hmm.
That's crap. Yeah. That movie's crazy. All right. Let's get a traffic update.
All right, David. Southbound 25 really starting to fill in there. North Glen speeds now dipping into the 20s and 30s between 104th and 84th. A little better after I-70 heading into downtown, but is going to be a little clog there. Bottlenecking after I-70. Southbound 225 also filling up both directions, actually, around Parker Road. And seeing more traffic building on eastbound C-470 Broadway past University. If you're driving on I-70 out to the eastern portion of the state, we do have some fog near Lyman. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds and a bit breezy too, calling for a high of 73 degrees. Also have a small chance of late afternoon thunder showers. Current downtown temperature 51 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denverbbb.org. That's denverbbb.org.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Good news if you're a fan of VH1's reality shows. The network has just renewed their shows Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, I Want to Work for Diddy, Brooke Knows Best, Gotti's Way, and Tool Academy for brand new seasons. They've also ordered Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew to be made, a show that's been in the works since earlier this year.
Visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
.com 640, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 47 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Thunder showers in the forecast. Forgot to mention this story off of Wired Magazine. Remember we talked a couple of weeks ago about the baby shaker game and how I said that if you open up the censorship Pandora's box, it's a slippery slope to mix 17 different metaphors there. Add this tale to the growing lore of the inscrutable iPhone app approval process. Apple has rejected an application from Nine Inch Nails frontman and entrepreneur extraordinaire Trent Reznor, possibly because it can stream a song that contains a single curse word, even though the song that contains the curse word is for sale on iTunes. Confused, so is Trent Reznor, and he's really, really pissed. In a scathing post to his band's message board, Reznor lashed out at Apple for its obscenity policy and for sending him a confusing email that did not make clear what needs to be done so that his application, his Nine Inch Nails application, can be approved. The choice word he has for Apple now happens to be the same one in Banished Tune, The Downward Spiral. Trent Reznor's awesome, and Apple really is overstepping its bounds. It's trying to play God. I told Turk, we're going to try to get Trent Reznor on. It's a huge long shot, so I'm not promising anything. But we'll try to get Trent Reznor.
Hey, maybe they need to still sell some tickets there to that show.
Yeah, I would definitely try. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Trent Reznor. Huge fan of Nine Inch Nails. And I just love them. All right, so we're going to go to the phones. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? That's John Turk's topic of the hour, turning this first hour into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? That's the X-Files music.
The truth is out there.
It is out there. Are you being watched? Are they watching you? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on your thoughts on the repeal, if you want to, on the repeal, the failure of the bill in the legislature that would have repealed the death penalty. Do you think Bill Ritter was behind that? 303-713-7600. Trey in Castle Rock, you being watched?
Hey, David, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to speak to this rumor that I heard that the reason why the government's pushing going from analog to digital is so they can look in on you through your high-def television set. And supposedly in Europe, there's this group that has found these cameras inside HDTVs. The government can, you know, basically see you in your house through these TVs at any point.
So the rumor is that the government can look at you through the digital TV?
Yeah. That's why they want to go.
So it's like a camera? Like it's like a two-way, it's like a camera.
Yeah, supposedly there's this camera inside these TVs, and this group in Europe has found the last year going through and smashing these TVs, and they know how to find this camera that's in these TVs.
So it's a special TV.
Yeah, well, it's a HD TV. Supposedly,
just like a webcam, right?
Yeah, but how can they turn your camera into? I mean, how can they turn my TV that is digital equipped? How well? Wait a minute. So let me get this straight.
Like a webcam. Supposedly the government can turn on your webcam at any point. I mean,
wait a minute. My TV that I bought before the whole transition, you're saying that the theory is that the digitally equipped part of the TV is actually equipped to be a camera.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what they're saying.
All right, that's an interesting conspiracy theory. Wow. I mean, to be honest, that would be pretty easy to figure out if some tech geek wants to take apart their TV.
Well, and that's supposedly this group in Europe has been able to do it. They've been able to take it apart and see this.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold. Tell Turk what, if you can remember anything about the name of the group, and in the break we'll Google it, and we'll see if we can pull up something on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, man, hang on. 6:45, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Are we being watched? John Turk has turned this into the paranoid hour. Can they turn on your cell phone and listen in on your conversations? Are they doing that? Give us your stories about you feeling watched, being watched. So, Jolie called up from Denver, said that they managed to pull up a surveillance tape of her when she had lost her laptop. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Sean in Denver. Are you being watched?
I think so. And now I'm even more paranoid about the TV.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But then again, it makes sense because you know, your cable box is a two-way conversation between you and the cable company. They know what channels you're on, and the Nielsen ratings run on digital. That makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely believe that the digital TV and the guide that you have on your TV, that's definitely tracking what it's finding out. It's market research.
Yeah,
there's definitely market research going on.
If they can do that, it's not a far step to take it a little bit further.
So you think we are being watched?
Oh yeah, yeah. After the Patriot Act, and especially after 9/11, I had a relative who does business overseas and had gotten client mail, innocent client mail from overseas from certain countries that when she received the letters, they were open. And,
that's weird.
I was working with her at that time, and so I started getting paranoid about, are they watching me, because I'm doing deliveries. But then now, I married a foreigner. We went through the immigration process. So I really feel like I am being watched because they're keeping tabs. I got to tell them when we move, where we move, how long we've been there, So I'm being tracked, whether passively or what, I don't know, but I definitely feel like they've got their eye on us.
Absolutely. I mean, and then the question really is, when is it okay to be watched and when is it not okay to be watched? I mean, I don't really have much of a problem with them watching me in a train station, an airport, right? That's like a public space. I got a big problem when they're watching me in my own house. That's where I kind of draw the line. Thanks for the call, Sean. 6:48, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, are you being watched? John Turk has converted this hour. He's taken over the show into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? Can they turn your cell phone on? Are they watching what your...
Aliens are watching us too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the X-Files music, I think, is...
1.7 million households were victims of identity theft.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the public will see the details Thursday, but the word is most of the big banks did not pass the government's stress test with flying colors. Let's get details on the story live from the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Nick, federal regulators checking 19 of those major banks have reportedly found some of them need to pump up their reserves. Banking consultant Bert Ely says it doesn't mean the companies are on the verge of failure, but...
The government concern is that when they come to the other side of the recession, they're really going to be in fairly weak financial condition.
Possibly so weak that they'd need government help, but White House spokesman Robert Gibbs indicated the president hopes to avoid another bailout.
I don't doubt that this is unpopular. It's unpopular here.
The administration expects the troubled banks to raise any needed capital on their own. Today, the Fed chief will brief Congress on challenges facing the financial system and the overall economy. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The last few times the Fed chairman reported to Congress on the economy, the event was filled with dread. The recession is still pretty bad, but as Ben Bernanke returns to Capitol Hill today, there are a few little glimmers of hope in manufacturing, the stock market, and even real estate, where there's been another uptick in sales.
This could be the leading edge of a wave of first-time buyers responding to record low mortgage interest rates and an $8,000 tax credit.
The second rise in new sales contracts in 2 months, says Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
What to do with foreclosed homes? CBS's Steve Futterman reports from Victorville, California. One bank's solution was to bring the bulldozers into a brand new development.
A few days ago, there were homes here. Now, all that's left is rubble.
Well, there was six here, six on the next street.
For the last week, crews have been here tearing down 16 homes. The bank which acquired the homes through foreclosure says to complete them would have cost $1 million. People driving by yesterday could hardly believe it.
It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money and a perfectly good house.
In this instance, it was cheaper to tear down the homes than to try to sell them. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Victorville, California.
Despite the country's economic woes, three of four people believe they've achieved the American dream or will in their lifetimes. Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton says the latest CBS News New York Times poll has also found some slippage in how well-off Americans are compared with their parents.
A majority of Americans say that their standard of living is better than their parents was. 58% say that, but that's down from 2005 when 66% said that.
And what about the future? Americans are more pessimistic.
34% of parents think their children's standard of living will be worse than theirs, and that's up 6 points from just last year.
Swine flu continues to be a problem around the world, with more than 1,400 cases confirmed in 20 countries. As CBS News correspondent Bianca Sorozano reports, authorities in Asia have been particularly tough on suspected cases of the flu.
From Tokyo, where arriving passengers are detained, to Hong Kong, where an entire hotel is quarantined. Dozens of Mexicans who were quarantined in China are on their way home. Four Americans were also quarantined by the Chinese. Two have been released.
In this country, it is not just the H1N1 virus that's the trouble. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy.
The FDA is cracking down on websites marketing products with fraudulent claims that they can guard against or even cure swine flu. The feds have identified at least 20 websites so far, offering everything from swine flu-killing shampoo and conditioner to antiviral medications sold without a doctor's prescription. There are also flu diagnostic and protection kits that experts say are no doubt worthless ripoffs. One site, swinefluegone.com, sells a 2-ounce spritzer bottle with a concoction of ionic silver, echinacea, eucalyptus, and spearmint, claiming it stops swine flu in its tracks. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado Senate has rejected a plan to do away with the death penalty. The measure would have diverted the millions of dollars spent on death penalty cases to try to solve older murders. Senators decided instead to fund the cold case unit by tacking on an extra $5 to traffic fines. Democrat Raleigh Heath had argued in favor of abolishing the death penalty.
The penological interest in executing a small number of persons guilty of murder is not sufficiently compelling to justify the risk of making an irreversible mistake.
Colorado has executed one person in the last 40 years, and there are currently two men on death row. The compromise now goes back to the House. And lawmakers have killed a bill to toughen Colorado's seatbelt law. The measure would have allowed police to ticket drivers for not wearing a seatbelt. Colorado's H1N1 flu count is up to 6, and CU Boulder may have 3 cases. Dr. Pamela Talley is with the health center on campus.
We are very much encouraging routine public health measures to try and prevent the spread of this, including hand washing, covering your mouth when you cough and sneeze, and staying home when you're ill.
The 3 suspected flu cases are a student who lives in a dorm and 2 off-campus students. Sports, Nuggets, Mavericks, Game 2 tonight at Pepsi Center. Nuggets lead that series 1-0, and the Rockies beat San Diego 9-6, a go-ahead grand slam from Chris Iannetta. The two teams match up again tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, now Todd Parker, with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent trip around the metro right now, no significant delays to really get in your way. However, volume is building in those usual spots like southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen. It's also starting to get busier westbound 76 on that approach to 270. Outside the city limits, pretty foggy conditions along I-70 in the Lyman area. And then there was some police activity downtown. 4th and Kalamath, 5th and LePan, looks like they're all out of there, so you can continue driving through there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How do you spot a do-it-yourself mom? It's easy. Most moms can make a bed, but only...
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Are addicted.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics. Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
The latest generation of Jawbone Bluetooth headsets has arrived. The new Jawbones have significantly improved audio quality, enhanced noise reduction abilities, a 10-meter operating range, 4.5 hours of talk time, 8 days of standby time, and most important of all, they come in a variety of different colors, including Frankly Scarlet, Yellow, Drop Me a Lime, and the creatively entitled Lilac You Mean It.
Days away from boldly going where no Star Trek movie has gone before. The hype surrounding the new Star Trek movie, the 11th to be released, but the first to be directed by J.J. Abrams, suggests that it could be the biggest movie of the summer, replicating the success of The Dark Knight last year.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York bought Goldman Sachs shares in December and January and served on Goldman's board when the Federal Reserve was giving away $10 billion in taxpayer money. So, first Republican out there criticizing that. The Supreme Court is ordering a federal appeals court to re-examine its ruling in favor of CBS over Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. The court Monday directed the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia to consider reinstating the $550,000 fine that the FCC imposed on CBS over Ms. Jackson's breast-bearing performance at the at the 2004 Super Bowl. Silicon Valley is voicing concerns over Obama's new rules on tax havens. The proposed change, they say, many computer companies say would hurt them the most. I say get over it. Stop hiding your taxes. Pay taxes like everybody else. House Democrats unveiled a $94 billion wartime spending bill Monday that adds $9.3 billion to White House requests, but also reflects serious doubts about the long-term viability of U.S. commitments in Afghanistan and Pakistan. President Obama's plans for closing the Guantanamo Detention Center are challenged as well, with Democrats opting to strip out all of the $80 million in new funds sought by the Pentagon and Justice Department to begin the relocation of prisoners. My old boss Dave Obie said he was very doubtful about the chances of success in the Afghan-Pakistan region and wants a fish or cut bait assessment in a year's time that will determine how long the U.S. continues on this path. This bill gives the president 1 year to demonstrate what he can do, said Obie. It gives him ample resources. So Obama's on the clock, apparently, in terms of getting things turned around in Afghanistan. I love this story. It's in the Politico. Nearly a week after Democrats welcomed Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter into the fold and Republicans got acquainted with Specter's prospective challenger, Pat Toomey, both sides are showing signs of buyer's remorse. Suddenly, Specter's path to re-election as a Democrat is looking far from certain, as progressives recoil at some aspects of his voting record, and two prominent candidates refuse to bow out. On the Republican side, the more Republicans look at the Pennsylvania landscape, the more questions they have about whether Toomey, a very conservative former congressman, is the right fit against Specter in a general election. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is taking heat from Johnson & Johnson, Nike, and other of its major corporate members over its opposition to global warming legislation pending in the House. So the Chamber of Commerce has a little bit of a revolt on its hands. In a letter to the Chamber, Johnson & Johnson has asked the Chamber to refrain from making comments on climate change unless they reflect the full range of views, especially those of chamber members advocating for congressional action. AP reports President Obama is turning to South Carolina's former school superintendent to head an expanded Consumer Product Safety Commission, an embattled agency that has been criticized in the past by advocates for being too cozy with industry. Speaking of back to Arlen Specter, less than a week into his tenure as a Democrat, key Democratic figures are warning that their newly minted colleague, despite having the backing of the White House, could face a tough primary should he continue to oppose key tenets of the party's agenda, said former DNC Chairman Howard Dean. I'm pleased that he saw the light and decided he would be a better fit for the Democratic Party. And I think you have to allow for his views to evolve. But he won't win the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania by taking the position that you should not have the Employee Free Choice Act or a public option for health care. If he takes these kind of views, there's going to be a Democratic primary. So Arlen Specter is not going to have an easy ride of it. In game politics, as you know, I'm interested in this. With the pending retirement of Justice David Souter from the U.S. Supreme Court, President Obama will have the opportunity to name a replacement. His choice could have a major impact on the constitutional issues relating to video games, especially if California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger decides to ask the court to consider February 9th, February's Ninth Circuit Court ruling saying that his state's video game law from 2005 is illegal. As governor, Michigan's Jennifer Granholm signed into law a similar law in 2005 blocking minors from purchasing violent video games. The video game industry filed suit and the measure was ruled unconstitutional later. So these Supreme Court picks, they really, you know, they affect a lot of different things. Let's go to some local news here. As you probably heard at the top of the hour, a bill to repeal the death penalty in Colorado fizzled on Monday when the state Senate gutted the measure. House bill, when this bill was in the House, would have repealed the death penalty as a sentencing option and used the money saved by not prosecuting and appealing such cases, estimated to be at least $1 million a year, to fund the Colorado Bureau of Investigation's cold case unit. But a new version of the bill, drafted just 15 minutes before the Senate was slated to vote on the original version, would charge people convicted of crimes a $2.50 fee and give that cash to local jurisdictions. Democratic Senator Morgan Carroll, sponsor of the measure, called the move an ambush. In other news from the legislature, a bill that would make it easier for holders of concealed weapons permits to buy guns is heading to Governor Ritter's desk after the State House approved the measure. Ritter, for his part, is signaling his support for the hands-free cell phone bill, the bill mandating that you use hands-free devices when you're using your cell phone in your car. Now, that bill was relaxed by state senators, according to the Denver Post. In a drastic change, says the Post, the Senate took out the ban on handheld cell phone conversations for adult drivers. Instead, after the amendment, the bill merely bans text messaging while driving. So this will have to be worked out in a conference committee. Those bank stress tests, regulators have told Wells Fargo it may need to shore up its finances after government stress tests showed the bank may have trouble surviving a deeper recession. A unanimous Supreme Court said Monday that undocumented workers who use phony IDs cannot be considered identity thieves without proof they knew they were stealing real people's Social Security and other numbers. The Colorado Independent notes that this could have some effect on Weld County. That Supreme Court decision may have implications for a contentious identity crime prosecution that resulted in 100 charges of criminal impersonation by undocumented workers and more than 5,000 personal income tax records seized in Weld County. So these cases have a lot of local implications. And in our final story, late Monday afternoon, the University of Colorado announced several suspected cases of potential swine flu have been reported on campus. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Tom Philpott of Grist Magazine about where this swine flu started. And I think you'll be surprised, or maybe not surprised, about where it started. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So in the show today, as mentioned, we're going to talk about, in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about where swine flu started. And in the next hour, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about wolves. Not werewolves. Regular wolves. And whether they should be killed. There's a little bit of a controversy in the Northern Rockies about whether their population is repopulated to the point where they should be killed. But the question of this first hour, what do you think about the news that the death penalty here in Colorado, the bill to repeal it, was gutted? How do you think Governor Ritter behaved in the whole thing. Ritter refused to take a position. This bill came very, very close to passing. It was gutted. There's still an outside chance it may pass. But Ritter didn't take a position on the bill, and the state Senate has killed it. So I'm curious what you think about this. 303-713-7600. We've got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. What do you think about the state Senate gutting the bill to repeal the death penalty? Do you think it's Bill Ritter's fault that this thing went down because he didn't take a position? Says Morgan Carroll, quote, "The move was an ambush. Some people are looking for ways to avoid voting on this core issue. It's gamesmanship that makes a mess of public policy." What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm bummed out that this bill went down.
God forbid that we actually know where some of our representatives stand on issues like this.
I know.
You know?
I know. And this was going to be, you know, we were going to be one of the two states, I think, in this legislative session to repeal the death penalty. New Mexico has repealed its death penalty. And I think a lot of the blame goes on Bill Ritter. When the governor doesn't take a position on this issue, you know, when he comes out and says, I don't want to take a position. And here's another question. Do you think Governor Ritter orchestrated the defeat of this bill? Do you think he twisted arms to make sure the bill never got to his desk so he wouldn't have to take a position? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Do you think Governor Ritter killed the bill that would have repealed the death penalty in Colorado? Did he not want to deal with it? Did he not want it coming to his desk? That's my guess. What do you think?
I think that's definitely the case.
He just didn't want to deal.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, like you said yesterday, he's a former prosecutor.
Right, and he's pretending he doesn't have a position on the issue. That's such a joke. And so I'm guessing he used his leverage in the state Senate behind the scenes to make sure it never got to his desk. Pathetic. All right.
Politicians.
Yeah, right. That's right. 623, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760. 51 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, it's nice and light as we're kicking off the morning commute, David. Just the normal jams as you're cutting out of Aurora, southbound 225. First Colfax, again after Yosemite, and speed still in the 40s there as you're making that trip, just about a 15-minute trip between 70 and 25 in both directions. Seeing more volume, though, heading into downtown, westbound 76, beginning at 74th Avenue, and on eastbound 270 there at York Street, also getting busy leaving Northland on southbound I-25, beginning at 104th Avenue. Checking foggy conditions out east on I-70 near Lyman. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s, right now 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Chipotle is introducing a new kids menu. They've got all sorts of new items. Your kids will...
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty. It's thick and absorbent, and it's even more durable than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
People locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you can buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to PearlHarborMemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
That's Simon and Garfunkel, and we're doing a little bit of a Simon and Garfunkel CD giveaway. So the next time you hear that song in a break, if you're the seventh caller at our contest number, 303-631-2670, 303-631-2760. That's easy. 303-631-2760. So, the next time you hear that song, as we come back from a break, if you're the seventh caller to 303-631-2760, you're going to get a CD, Simon and Garfunkel Live, 1969, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's a great CD. So, be the seventh caller. So the question of the hour, do you think Bill Ritter was responsible for killing the bill in the legislature to repeal the death penalty? And what do you think of the repeal of the death penalty? 303-713-7600. This bill went down in a very close vote. The House had passed the repeal. The Senate did not, last night, after a furious debate, did not pass the repeal. Whose fault do you think it was? Do you think it's good that the repeal didn't pass? Or did you want the repeal to pass? 303-713-7600. A little bit more news of the weird. A Pennsylvania man has been accused of burglarizing at least three apartments and vandalizing them with spray paint and chocolate pudding after police say he was found covered in chocolate syrup. Police say the 24-year-old Bethlehem resident was arrested early Friday after being found with silver spray paint and chocolate on his hands and clothes. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't make this stuff up. Here's an interesting story off the Tech Wire. Cell phones will soon be able to sense our environment and its pollutants. This is in Seed Magazine. This new power may change the way we move through the world, but will it motivate us to change it? So we're going to start getting real-time data on pollution and toxins in our atmosphere via cell phones. That's kind of weird. It's kind of cool, because in real time we'll be able to know which areas are most polluted, and that it's obviously going to help deal with pollution, I think. But what's weird is that it's like your cell phone is going to be sort of taking measurements, potentially, of your environment. I don't know. That's got some creepy privacy issues with it. I had heard, actually, and I think it's true, I've heard that they can turn on your cell phone at any time, and it doesn't look like it's on, and they can just listen to you. That's the CIA can do that.
Dude, I'm super cell phone paranoid, man. Extremely.
What about that?
I always think I'm being watched. Not like I have anything to hide, but I always feel like I'm being watched.
That I'm pretty sure they can turn on almost any cell phone.
Yes, they can.
And listen.
Whenever they want.
Like, whenever they... And the phone doesn't look like it's on.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
So, like, without your phone on, they can hear conversations that aren't going on your phone.
Exactly. It's like a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary.
I really believe, and maybe call me a conspiracy theorist, I really believe that they put that kind of stuff in there so that the government can spy on us whenever we want.
I do, too.
Like, I feel like they went to the cell phone manufacturers.
We're heading towards 1984.
Oh, I think we're already there.
Do you think we're already there?
Oh, yeah, with all the cameras.
If they put these GPS things in the cars, keep track of where you're going and where you're driving,
I think Britain's already there. I mean, you know, Britain has the highest per capita amount of cameras.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's creepy, man. It's like all those sci-fi movies we used to watch 20 years ago.
Well, did you ever see The Bourne Identity?
Yeah.
Remember wasn't it the last one where the guy's walking through the train station and they have all the cameras? They're like, go to camera 8, go to camera 7.
Yeah.
It's like really crazy. They're definitely watching.
Me.
Now, of course.
What would our forefathers be saying about this?
Now, of course, I don't think they're watching, like. I like to tell myself that they're not watching you and me.
Yeah.
Well, we're not important enough.
We're
nice.
Yeah, but, you know.
It is weird. It's totally weird.
It scares me. I don't like, you know, if I could just ace my cell phone.
Yeah, the cell phone thing is definitely weird. Now this idea that your cell phone's going to be taking measurements of your environment and sending it back to some central database. It's totally, totally bizarre.
You should ask how many Americans feel, or how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched.
Yeah, how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched?
Because I feel like I am.
You're feeling like you're always being watched.
Not always, but I do feel like I can't talk about specific things on the cell phone.
Like what?
I don't know.
What? What can't you talk about on the cell phone?
I don't know. Plans of what we're going to do the weekend. You know, my friends calling, acting all crazy, saying stupid stuff. You know, I don't know. I just don't like...
You don't like the sense that you're being watched.
Got an email from one of our listeners, nameless emails. Oh, yeah, you've got plenty to hide, pal. So do I. Great.
Yeah, I get that feeling, too, when I instant message. I totally get that feeling when I instant message and I'm being watched. Absolutely. And this story in Seed Magazine, I encourage everybody to go check it out, about how your cell phone is going to start measuring your environment. And potentially sending information back to a database, which there is a good application to this, right? There is a good application. I mean, if we can get real-time environmental data, that's pretty good. All right, so Turk has thrown it out there. If you're going to call up about the death penalty and what you think about the legislature rejecting the bill to repeal the death penalty, the other open question of the hour is, do you think you're being watched? Do you think the government is watching you? 303-713-7600. How much do you think the government is watching you? Do you think the government's watching your instant messages? Do you think it's listening in on your cell phone? Do you think they can turn your cell phone on to listen to you? This is the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Jolie in Denver, are you being watched?
Yeah, I can tell you a story.
Okay.
I lost my laptop in an airport. Now, you might think, well, yeah, you're in an airport, but I was in Florida, in Jacksonville, and my laptop actually got stolen by baggage handlers. I had to hand off my carry-on because it was a little commuter plane, and that's what happened to it. But I didn't realize that at first, so I called when I got back here to Denver, I called the Jacksonville airport to find out if there had been any laptops left as security, because I thought, all right, maybe I spaced and I left it. They put me through to the TSA person in security, and she said, when did you come through? And it was like a couple weeks later, and she had me describe what I was wearing, and in less than 30 seconds, she had the film of me walking through the Jacksonville airport.
Come on.
I swear to God, all the way through security, and seeing me put the laptop back, it was funny. She said, what kind of suitcase do you have? And I said I said the brand, Vera Bradley, and it was a particular pattern. It was a female. We all know about this luggage. So she goes, oh, yeah, and she mentioned the dark blue pattern on the thing and saw me putting the laptop back in my carry-on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you find your laptop?
No, it was stolen by the people, the gate check personnel at the Jacksonville airport.
Did they catch him?
It never made it to Chicago. I had to change in Chicago, And when that's when I missed it. When I got to Chicago and they handed me back my bag, it didn't weigh enough. I was already on the next plane before I lifted it up into the overhead and realized, wait a minute, and looked, and sure enough, the laptop was gone.
That is crazy that they were able to track you like that. That is really crazy. And, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, a laptop issue. Check this out. I've wanted to bring up this story for a while. This is from the big newspaper in Australia. Two accused burglars, this was back in May of a year ago, two accused burglars are scheduled to appear in court after the owner of a missing Apple laptop connected to it remotely and took a picture of the users. So she had screen control on her laptop, and she was able to go on her desktop, turn on the screen control, turn on the camera on the computer, snap a picture of the people using her laptop after they had stolen it. Talking about creepy. But your story, Jolie, about how they can track you, they were able to basically track you, is really crazy. And by the way, it's kind of the same thing. When I went to DIA one time, I left my car and I forgot where I parked like an idiot. You know, it's like that Seinfeld episode. And you call up the central folks there, and you say, I've lost my car. They know exactly where your car is because they drive through taking pictures. I'm pretty sure either recording or taking pictures of your license plates. They told me exactly where my car was. It's weird. So, all right, so John Turk has created the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Enter the AM 760 Conspiracy Theory Center, although it's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. It's the Paranoid Center here.
I'm paranoid.
Are you being watched?
Yes, we are.
How much do you think you're being watched? Give us your stories about how you feel like you've been watched. And feel free to weigh in on the death penalty issue. Do you think the Colorado legislature was right yesterday to gut the bill that would have repealed the death penalty? And do you think Governor Ritter was behind killing that bill? 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? I kind of feel like I'm being watched. And by the way, there's a lot of movies out there that make you feel like you're being watched. You ever see Enemy of the State?
Mm-hmm.
That's That movie's crazy. All right. Let's get a traffic update.
All right, David. Southbound 25 really starting to fill in there. North Glen speeds now dipping into the 20s and 30s between 104th and 84th. A little better after I-70 heading into downtown, but is going to be a little clogged there. Bottlenecking after I-70. Southbound 225 also filling up both directions, actually around Parker Road. And seeing more traffic building on eastbound C-470 Broadway past University. If you're driving on I-70 out to the eastern portion of the state, we do have some fog near Lyman. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds and a bit breezy too, calling for a high of 73 degrees. Also have a small chance of late afternoon thunder showers. Current downtown temperature 51 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denverbbb.org. That's denverbbb.org.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Good news if you're a fan of VH1's reality shows. The network has just renewed their shows Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, I Want to Work for Diddy, Brooke Knows Best, Gotti's Way, and Tool Academy for brand new seasons. They've also ordered Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew to be made, a show that's been in the works since earlier this year.
Visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S.
6:40, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 47 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Thunder showers in the forecast. Forgot to mention this story off of Wired Magazine. Remember we talked a couple weeks ago about the baby shaker game. And how I said that if you open up the censorship Pandora's box, you're gonna, it's hard to, it's a slippery slope to mix 17 different metaphors there. Add this tale to the growing lore of the inscrutable iPhone app approval process. Apple has rejected an application from Nine Inch Nails frontman and entrepreneur extraordinaire Trent Reznor. Possibly because it can stream a song that contains a single curse word, even though the song that contains the curse word is for sale on iTunes. Confused, so is Trent Reznor, and he's really, really pissed. In a scathing post to his band's message board, Reznor lashed out at Apple for its obscenity policy and for sending him a confusing email that did not make clear what needs to be done so that his application, his Nine Inch Nails application, can be approved. The choice word he has for Apple now happens to be the same one in Banish tune, The Downward Spiral. Trent Reznor's awesome, and Apple really is overstepping its bounds. It's trying to play God. I told Turk, we're going to try to get Trent Reznor on. It's a huge long shot, so I'm not promising anything. But we'll try to get Trent Reznor.
Hey, maybe they need to still sell some tickets there to that show.
Yeah, we should definitely try. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Trent Reznor. Huge fan of Nine Inch Nails. And I just love them. All right, so we're going to go to the phones. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? That's John Turk's topic of the hour, turning this first hour into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? That's the X-Files music.
The truth is out there.
It is out there. Are you being watched? Are they watching you? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on your thoughts on the repeal, if you want to, on the repeal, the failure of the bill in the legislature that would have repealed the death penalty. Do you think Bill Ritter was behind that? 303-713-7600. Trey in Castle Rock, you being watched?
Hey, David, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to speak to this rumor that I heard that the reason why the government's pushing going from analog to digital so they can look in on you through your high-def television set. And supposedly in Europe, there's this group that has found these cameras inside HDTVs. The government can, you know, basically see you in your house through these TVs at any point.
So the rumor is that the government can look at you through the digital TV?
Yeah. That's why they want to go.
So it's like a camera? Like it's like a two-way, it's like a camera.
Yeah, supposedly there's this camera inside these TVs, and this group in Europe has found the last year going through and smashing these TVs, and they know how to find this camera that's in these TVs.
So it's a special TV.
Yeah, well, it's a HD TV. Supposedly,
just like a webcam, right?
Yeah, but how can they turn your camera into? I mean, how can they turn my TV that is digital equipped? Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Like a webcam. Supposedly, the government can turn on your webcam at any point. I mean,
wait a minute. My TV that I bought before the whole transition. You're saying that the theory is that the digitally equipped part of the TV is actually equipped to be a camera.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what they're saying.
All right, that's an interesting conspiracy theory. Wow. I mean, to be honest, that would be pretty easy to figure out if some tech geek wants to take apart their TV.
Well, and that's supposedly this group in Europe has been able to do it.
Come
on. They've been able to take it apart and see this.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold. Tell Turk what, if you can remember anything about the name of the group, and in the break we'll Google it, and we'll see if we can pull up something on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, man, hang on. 6:45, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Are we being watched? John Turk has turned this into the paranoid hour. Can they turn on your cell phone and listen in on your conversations? Are they doing that? Give us your stories about you feeling watched, being watched. So, Jolie called up from Denver, said that they managed to pull up a surveillance tape of her when she had lost her laptop. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Sean in Denver. You being watched?
I think so. And now I'm even more paranoid about the TV.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But then again, it makes sense because your cable box is a two-way conversation between you and the cable company. They know what channels you're on, and the Nielsen ratings run in digital. That makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely believe that the digital TV and the guide that you have on your TV, that's definitely tracking what it's finding out. It's market research.
Yeah,
there's definitely market research going on.
If they can do that, it's not a far step to take it a little bit further. So,
So you think we are being watched?
Oh yeah, yeah. After the Patriot Act, and especially after 9/11, I have a relative who does business overseas and had gotten client mail, innocent client mail from overseas from certain countries that when she received the letters, they were open. And,
that's weird.
I was working with her at that time, and so I started getting paranoid about, are they watching me, because I'm doing deliveries. But then now, I married a foreigner. We went through the immigration process. So I really feel like I am being watched because they're keeping tabs. I got to tell them when we move, where we move, how long we've been there, So I'm being tracked, whether passively or what, I don't know, but I definitely feel like they've got their eye on us.
Absolutely. I mean, and then the question really is, when is it okay to be watched and when is it not okay to be watched? I mean, I don't really have much of a problem with them watching me in a train station, an airport, right? That's like a public space. I got a big problem when they're watching me in my own house. That's where I kind of draw the line. Thanks for the call, Sean. 6:48, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, are you being watched? John Turk has converted this hour. He's taken over the show into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? Can they turn your cell phone on? Are they watching what your...
Aliens are watching us, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the X-Files music, I think, is...
2.7 million households were victims of identity theft.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the public will see the details Thursday, but the word is most of the big banks did not pass the government's stress test with flying colors. Let's get details on the story live from the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Nick, federal regulators checking 19 of those major banks have reportedly found some of them need to pump up their reserves. Banking consultant Bert Ely says it doesn't mean the companies are on the verge of failure, but...
The government concern is that when they come to the other side of the recession, they're really going to be in fairly weak financial condition.
Possibly so weak that they'd need government help, but White House spokesman Robert Gibbs indicated the president hopes to avoid another bailout.
I don't doubt that this is unpopular. It's unpopular here.
The administration expects the troubled banks to raise any needed capital on their own. Today, the Fed chief will brief Congress on challenges facing the financial system and the overall economy. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The last few times the Fed chairman reported to Congress on the economy, the event was filled with dread. The recession is
still pretty bad, but as Ben Bernanke returns to Capitol Hill today, there are a few little glimmers of hope in manufacturing, the stock market, and even real estate, where there's been another uptick in sales.
This could be the leading edge of a wave of first-time buyers responding to record low mortgage interest rates and an $8,000 tax credit.
The second rise in new sales contracts in 2 months, says Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
What to do with foreclosed homes? CBS's Steve Futterman reports from Victorville, California. One bank's solution was to bring the bulldozers into a brand new development.
A few days ago, there were homes here. Now, all that's left is rubble.
Well, there was six here, six on the next street.
For the last week, crews had been here tearing down 16 homes. The bank which acquired the homes through foreclosure says to complete them would have cost $1 million. People driving by yesterday could hardly believe it.
It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money and a perfectly good house.
In this instance, it was cheaper to tear down the homes than to try to sell them. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Victorville, California.
Despite the country's economic woes, three of four people believe they've achieved the American dream or will in their lifetimes. Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton says the latest CBS News New York Times poll has also found some slippage in how well-off Americans are compared with their parents.
A majority of Americans say that their standard of living is better than their parents was. 58% say that, but that's down from 2005 when 66% said that.
And what about the future? Americans are more pessimistic.
34% of parents think their children's standard of living will be worse than theirs, and that's up 6 points from just last year.
Swine flu continues to be a problem around the world, with more than 1,400 cases confirmed in 20 countries. CBS News correspondent Bianca Sorozano reports authorities in Asia have been particularly tough on suspected cases of the flu.
From Tokyo, where arriving passengers are detained, to Hong Kong, where an entire hotel is quarantined. Dozens of Mexicans who were quarantined in China are on their way home. Four Americans were also quarantined by the Chinese. Two have been released.
In this country, it is not just the H1N1 virus that's the trouble. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy.
The FDA is cracking down on websites marketing products with fraudulent claims that they can guard against or even cure swine flu. The feds have identified at least 20 websites so far, offering everything from swine flu-killing shampoo and conditioner to antiviral medications sold without a doctor's prescription. There are also flu diagnostic and protection kits that experts say are no doubt worthless ripoffs. One site, swinefluegone.com, sells a 2-ounce spritzer bottle with a concoction of ionic silver, echinacea, eucalyptus, and spearmint, claiming it stops swine flu in its tracks. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado Senate has rejected a plan to do away with the death penalty. The measure would have diverted the millions of dollars spent on death penalty cases to try to solve older murders. Senators decided instead to fund the cold case unit by tacking on an extra $5 to traffic fines. Democrat Raleigh Heath had argued in favor of abolishing the death penalty.
The penological interest in executing a small number of persons guilty of murder is not sufficiently compelling to justify the risk of making an irreversible mistake.
Colorado has executed one person in the last 40 years, and there are currently two men on death row. The compromise now goes back to the House. And lawmakers have killed a bill to toughen Colorado's seatbelt law. The measure would have allowed police to ticket drivers for not wearing a seatbelt. Colorado's H1N1 flu count is up to 6, and CU Boulder may have 3 cases. Dr. Pamela Talley is with the health center on campus.
We are very much encouraging routine public health measures to try and prevent the spread of this, including hand washing, covering your mouth when you cough and sneeze, and staying home when you're ill.
The 3 suspected flu cases are a student who lives in a dorm and 2 off-campus students. Sports, Nuggets-Mavericks, Game 2 tonight at Pepsi Center. Nuggets lead that series 1-0, and the Rockies beat San Diego 9-6, a go-ahead grand slam from Chris Iannetta. The two teams match up again tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker, with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where it's a decent trip around the metro right now. No significant delays to really get in your way. However, volume is building in those usual spots, like southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen. It's also starting to get busier westbound 76 on that approach to 270. Outside the city limits, pretty foggy conditions along I-70 in the Lyman area. And then there was some police activity downtown. 4th and Kalamath, 5th and LePage, looks like they're all out of there, so you can continue driving through there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How do you spot a do-it-yourself mom? It's easy. Most moms can make a bed, but only...
The winner of American Idol.
You are addicted.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' an anniversary tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Are addicted.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics. Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
The latest generation of Jawbone Bluetooth headsets has arrived. The new Jawbones have significantly improved audio quality, enhanced noise reduction abilities, a 10-meter operating range, 4.5 hours of talk time, 8 days of standby time, and most important of all, they come in a variety of different colors, including Frankly Scarlet, Yellow, Drop Me a Lime, and the creatively entitled Lilac You Mean It.
From boldly going where no Star Trek movie has gone before. The hype surrounding the new Star Trek movie, the 11th to be released, but the first to be directed by J.J. Abrams, suggests that it could be the biggest movie of the summer, replicating the success of The Dark Knight last year.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York bought Goldman Sachs shares in December and January and served on Goldman's board when the Federal Reserve was giving away $10 billion in taxpayer money. So, First Republican out there criticizing that. The Supreme Court is ordering a federal appeals court to re-examine its ruling in favor of CBS over Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. The court Monday directed the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia to consider reinstating the $550,000 fine that the FCC imposed on CBS over Ms. Jackson's breast-bearing performance at the at the 2004 Super Bowl. Silicon Valley is voicing concerns over Obama's new rules on tax havens. The proposed change, they say, many computer companies say would hurt them the most. I say get over it. Stop hiding your taxes. Pay taxes like everybody else. House Democrats unveiled a $94 billion wartime spending bill Monday that adds $9.3 billion to White House requests, but also reflects serious doubts about the long-term viability of U.S. commitments in Afghanistan and Pakistan. President Obama's plans for closing the Guantanamo Detention Center are challenged as well, with Democrats opting to strip out all of the $80 million in new funds sought by the Pentagon and Justice Department to begin the relocation of prisoners. My old boss Dave Obie said he was very doubtful about the chances of success in the Afghan-Pakistan region and wants a fish or cut bait assessment in a year's time that will determine how long the U.S. continues on this path. This bill gives the president 1 year to demonstrate what he can do, said Obie. It gives him ample resources. So Obama's on the clock, apparently, in terms of getting things turned around in Afghanistan. I love this story. It's in the Politico. Nearly a week after Democrats welcomed Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter into the fold and Republicans got acquainted with Specter's prospective challenger, Pat Toomey, both sides are showing signs of buyer's remorse. Suddenly, Specter's path to re-election as a Democrat is looking far from certain, as progressives recoil at some aspects of his voting record, and two prominent candidates refuse to bow out. On the Republican side, the more Republicans look at the Pennsylvania landscape, the more questions they have about whether Toomey, a very conservative former congressman, is the right fit against Specter in a general election. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is taking heat from Johnson & Johnson, Nike, and other of its major corporate members over its opposition to global warming legislation pending in the House. So the Chamber of Commerce has a little bit of a revolt on its hands. In a letter to the Chamber, Johnson & Johnson has asked the Chamber to refrain from making comments on climate change unless they reflect the full range of views, especially those of chamber members advocating for congressional action. AP reports President Obama is turning to South Carolina's former school superintendent to head an expanded Consumer Product Safety Commission, an embattled agency that has been criticized in the past by advocates for being too cozy with industry. Speaking of, back to Arlen Specter, less than a week into his tenure as a Democrat, key Democratic figures are warning that their newly minted colleague, despite having the backing of the White House, could face a tough primary should he continue to oppose key tenets of the party's agenda, said former DNC Chairman Howard Dean. I'm pleased that he saw the light, decided he would be a better fit for the Democratic Party. And I think you have to allow for his views to evolve. But he won't win the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania by taking the position that you should not have the Employee Free Choice Act or a public option for health care. If he takes these kind of views, there's going to be a Democratic primary. So Arlen Specter is not going to have an easy ride of it. In game politics, as you know, I'm interested in this. With the pending retirement of Justice David Souter from the U.S. Supreme Court, President Obama will have the opportunity to name a replacement. His choice could have a major impact on the constitutional issues relating to video games, especially if California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger decides to ask the court to consider February's Ninth Circuit court ruling saying that his state's video game law from 2005 is illegal. As governor, Michigan's Jennifer Granholm signed into law a similar law in 2005 blocking minors from purchasing violent video games. The video game industry filed suit, and the measure was ruled unconstitutional later. So these Supreme Court picks, they really, you know, they affect a lot of different things. Let's go to some local news here. As you probably heard at the top of the hour, a bill to repeal the death penalty in Colorado fizzled on Monday when the state Senate gutted the measure. House bill, when this bill was in the House, would have repealed the death penalty as a sentencing option and used the money saved by not prosecuting and appealing such cases, estimated to be at least $1 million a year, to fund the Colorado Bureau of Investigation's cold case unit. But a new version of the bill, drafted just 15 minutes before the Senate was slated to vote on the original version, would charge people convicted of crimes a $2.50 fee and give that cash to local jurisdictions. Democratic Senator Morgan Carroll, sponsor of the measure, called the move an ambush. In other news from the legislature, a bill that would make it easier for holders of concealed weapons permits to buy guns is heading to Governor Ritter's desk after the State House approved the measure. Ritter, for his part, is signaling his support for the hands-free cell phone bill, the bill mandating that you use hands-free devices when you're using your cell phone in your car. Now, that bill was relaxed by state senators, according to the Denver Post. In a drastic change, says the Post, the Senate took out the ban on handheld cell phone conversations for adult drivers. Instead, after the amendment, the bill merely bans text messaging while driving. So this will have to be worked out in a conference committee. Those bank stress tests, regulators have told Wells Fargo it may need to shore up its finances after government stress tests showed the bank may have trouble surviving a deeper recession. A unanimous Supreme Court said Monday that undocumented workers who use phony IDs cannot be considered identity thieves without proof they knew they were stealing real people's Social Security and other numbers. The Colorado Independent notes that this could have some effect on Weld County. That Supreme Court decision may have implications for a contentious identity crime prosecution that resulted in 100 charges of criminal impersonation by undocumented workers and more than 5,000 personal income tax records seized in Weld County. So these cases have a lot of local implications. And in our final story, late Monday afternoon, the University of Colorado announced several suspected cases of potential swine flu have been reported on campus. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Tom Philpott of Grist Magazine about where this swine flu started. And I think you'll be surprised, or maybe not surprised, about where it started. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So in the show today, as mentioned, we're going to talk about, in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about where swine flu started. And in the next hour, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about wolves. Not werewolves. Regular wolves. And whether they should be killed. There's a little bit of a controversy in the Northern Rockies about whether their population is repopulated to the point where they should be killed. But the question of this first hour, what do you think about the news that the death penalty here in Colorado, the bill to repeal it, was gutted? How do you think Governor Ritter behaved in the whole thing? Ritter refused to take a position. This bill came very, very close to passing. It was gutted. There's still an outside chance it may pass. But Ritter didn't take a position on the bill. and the state Senate has killed it. So I'm curious what you think about this. 303-713-7600. We've got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. What do you think about the state Senate gutting the bill to repeal the death penalty? Do you think it's Bill Ritter's fault that this thing went down because he didn't take a position? Says Morgan Carroll, quote, "The move was an ambush. Some people are looking for ways to avoid voting on this core issue. It's gamesmanship that makes a mess of public policy." What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm bummed out that this bill went down.
God forbid that we actually know where some of our representatives stand on issues like this.
I know.
You know?
I know. And this was going to be, you know, this was going to be, we were going to be one of the two states, I think, in this legislative session to repeal the death penalty. New Mexico has repealed its death penalty. And I think a lot of the blame goes on Bill Ritter. When the governor doesn't take a position on this issue, you know, when he comes out and says, I don't want to take a position. And here's another question. Do you think Governor Ritter orchestrated the defeat of this bill? Do you think he twisted arms to make sure the bill never got to his desk so he wouldn't have to take a position? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Do you think Governor Ritter killed the bill that would have repealed the death penalty in Colorado? Did he not want to deal with it? Did he not want it coming to his desk? That's my guess. What do you think?
I think that's definitely the case.
He just didn't want to deal.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, like you said yesterday, he's a former prosecutor.
Right, and he's pretending he doesn't have a position on the issue. That's such a joke. And so I'm guessing he used his leverage in the state Senate behind the scenes to make sure it never got to his desk. Pathetic. All right.
Politicians.
Yeah, right. That's right. 623, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760. 51 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, it's nice and light as we're kicking off the morning commute, David. Just the normal jams as you're heading out of Aurora, southbound 225. First Colfax, again after Yosemite, and speed still in the 40s there as you're making that trip, just about a 15-minute trip between 70 and 25 in both directions. Seeing more volume, though, heading into downtown, westbound 76, beginning at 74th Avenue, and on eastbound 270 there at York Street, also getting busy, leaving Northland on southbound I-25, beginning at 104th Avenue. Checking foggy conditions out east on I-70 near Lyman. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s, right now 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Chipotle is introducing a new kids menu. They've got all sorts of new items. Your kids will...
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty. It's thick and absorbent, and it's even more durable than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
People locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rockies Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rockies. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to pearlharbormemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
pearlharbormemorial.com. Thank you.
Feeling small when tears are in your eyes.
That's Simon and Garfunkel, and we're doing a little bit of a Simon and Garfunkel CD giveaway. So the next time you hear that song in a break, if you're the seventh caller at our contest number, 303-631-2670. 303-631-2... Excuse me, I gave the wrong number. I'm a jerk. Yeah, my bad. 303-631-2760. That's easy. 303-631-2760. So, the next time you hear that song as we come back from a break, if you're the seventh caller to 303-631-2760, you're going to get a CD... Simon and Garfunkel Live, 1969, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's a great CD. So, be the seventh caller. So the question of the hour. Do you think Bill Ritter was responsible for killing the bill in the legislature to repeal the death penalty? And what do you think of the repeal of the death penalty? 303-713-7600. This bill went down in a very close vote. The House had passed the repeal. The Senate did not, last night, after a furious debate, did not pass the repeal. Whose fault do you think it was? Do you think it's good that the repeal didn't pass? Or did you want the repeal to pass? 303-713-7600. A little bit more news of the weird. A Pennsylvania man has been accused of burglarizing at least three apartments and vandalizing them with spray paint and chocolate pudding after police say he was found covered in chocolate syrup. Police say the 24-year-old Bethlehem resident was arrested early Friday after being found with silver spray paint and chocolate on his hands and clothes. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't make this stuff up. Here's an interesting story off the Tech Wire. Cell phones will soon be able to sense our environment and its pollutants. This is in Seed Magazine. This new power may change the way we move through the world, but will it motivate us to change it? So we're going to start getting real-time data on pollution and toxins in our atmosphere via cell phones. That's kind of weird. It's kind of cool. Because in real time, we'll be able to know which areas are most polluted, and that's obviously going to help deal with pollution, I think. But what's weird is that it's like your cell phone is going to be sort of taking measurements, potentially, of your environment. I don't know. That's got some creepy privacy issues with it. I had heard, actually, and I think it's true, I've heard that they can turn on your cell phone at any time, and it doesn't look like it's on. And they can just listen to you. That's the CIA can do that.
Dude, I'm super cell phone paranoid, man.
What?
Extremely.
What about that?
I always think I'm being watched. Not like I have anything to hide, but I always feel like I'm being watched.
That I'm pretty sure they can turn on almost any cell phone.
Yes, they can.
And listen.
Whenever they want.
Like whenever they and the phone doesn't look like it's on.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
So like without your phone on, they can hear conversations that aren't going on your phone.
Exactly, it's like a microphone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scary.
I really believe, and maybe call me a conspiracy theorist. I really believe that they put that kind of stuff in there, so that the government can spy on us whenever we want.
I do too.
Like I feel like they went to the cell phone manufacturers.
We're heading towards 1984.
Oh, I think we're already there.
Do you think we're already there?
Oh yeah, with all the cameras.
They put these GPS things in the cars, keep track of where you're going and where you're driving.
I think Britain's already there. I mean, you know, Britain has the highest per capita amount of cameras.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's creepy, man. It's like all those sci-fi movies we used to watch 20 years ago.
Well, did you ever see The Bourne Identity?
Yeah.
Remember the, wasn't it the last one where the guy's walking through the train station and they have all the cameras? They're like, go to camera 8, go to camera 7.
Yeah.
It's like really crazy. They're definitely watching.
Me.
Now, of course.
What would our forefathers be saying about this?
Now, of course, I don't think they're watching, like, I like to tell myself that they're not watching you and me.
Yeah.
We're not important enough.
We're not. Yeah, but, you know.
It is weird. It's totally weird.
It scares me. I don't like, you know, if I could just ace my cell phone.
Yeah, the cell phone thing is definitely weird. Now this idea that your cell phone's going to be taking measurements of your environment and sending it back to some central database, it's totally, totally bizarre.
You should ask how many Americans feel, or how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched.
Yeah, how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched?
Because I feel like I am.
You're feeling like you're always being watched.
Not always, but I do feel like I can't talk about specific things on the cell phone.
Like what?
I don't know.
What? What can't you talk about on the cell phone?
I don't know. Plans of what we're going to do the weekend. You know, my friends call acting all crazy, saying stupid stuff. You know, I don't know. I just don't like...
You don't like the sense of you're being watched.
Got an email from one of our listeners, nameless emails. Oh, yeah, you've got plenty to hide, pal. So do I. Great.
Yeah, I get that feeling, too, when I instant message. I totally get that feeling when I instant message and I'm being watched. Absolutely. And this story in Seed Magazine, I encourage everybody to go check it out, about how your cell phone is going to start measuring your environment. And potentially sending information back to a database, which there is a good application to this, right? There is a good application. I mean, if we can get real-time environmental data, that's pretty good. All right, so Turk has thrown it out there. If you're going to call up about the death penalty and what you think about the legislature rejecting the bill to repeal the death penalty, the other open question of the hour is, do you think you're being watched? Do you think the government is watching you? 303-713-7600. How much do you think the government is watching you? Do you think the government's watching your instant messages? Do you think it's listening in on your cell phone? Do you think they can turn your cell phone on to listen to you? This is the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Jolie in Denver, are you being watched?
Yeah, I can tell you a story.
Okay.
I lost my laptop in an airport. Now, you might think, well, yeah, you're in an airport, but I was in Florida, in Jacksonville, and my laptop actually got stolen by baggage handlers. I had to hand off my carry-on because it was a little commuter plane, and that's what happened to it. But I didn't realize that at first, so I called when I got back here to Denver, I called the Jacksonville airport to find out if there had been any laptops left as security, because I thought, all right, maybe I spaced and I left it. They put me through to the TSA person in security, and she said, when did you come through? And it was like a couple weeks later, and she had me describe what I was wearing, and in less than 30 seconds, she had the film of me walking through the Jacksonville airport.
Come on.
I swear to God, all the way through security, and seeing me put the laptop back, she said, what kind of suitcase do you have? And I said that I said the brand, Vera Bradley, and it was a particular pattern, and it was a female. We all know about this luggage. So she goes, oh, yeah, and she mentioned the dark blue pattern on the thing and saw me putting the laptop back in my carry-on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you find your laptop?
No, it was stolen by the people, the gate check personnel at the Jacksonville airport.
Did they catch him?
It never made it to Chicago. I had to change in Chicago, and that's when I missed it. When I got to Chicago and they handed me back my bag, it didn't weigh enough. I was already on the next plane before I lifted it up into the overhead and realized, wait a minute, and looked, and sure enough, the laptop was gone.
That is crazy that they were able to track you like that. That is really crazy. And, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, a laptop issue. Check this out. I've wanted to bring up this story for a while. This is from the big newspaper in Australia. Two accused burglars, this was back in May of a year ago, two accused burglars are scheduled to appear in court after the owner of a missing Apple laptop connected to it remotely and took a picture of the users. So she had screen control on her laptop, and she was able to go on her desktop, turn on the screen control, turn on the camera on the computer, snap a picture of the people using her laptop after they had stolen it. Talking about creepy. Your story, Jolie, about how they can track you, they were able to basically track you, is really crazy. And by the way, it's kind of the same thing. When I went to DIA one time, I left my car and I forgot where I parked like an idiot. You know, it's like that Seinfeld episode. And you call up the central folks there, and you say, I've lost my car. They know exactly where your car is because they drive through taking pictures. I'm pretty sure either recording or taking pictures of your license plates. They told me exactly where my car was. It's weird. So, all right, so John Turk has created the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Enter the AM 760 Conspiracy Theory Center, although it's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. It's the Paranoid Center here.
I'm paranoid.
Are you being watched?
Yes,
we are. How much do you think you're being watched? Give us your stories about how you feel like you've been watched. And feel free to weigh in on the death penalty issue. Do you think the Colorado legislature was right yesterday to gut the bill that would have repealed the death penalty? And do you think Governor Ritter was behind killing that bill? 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? I kind of feel like I'm being watched. And by the way, there's a lot of movies out there that make you feel like you're being watched. You ever see Enemy of the State?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah. That movie's crazy. All right. Let's get a traffic update.
All right, David. Southbound 25 really starting to fill in there. North Glen speeds now dipping into the 20s and 30s between 104th and 84th. A little better after I-70 heading into downtown, but is going to be a little clogged there. Bottlenecking after I-70. Southbound 225 also filling up both directions, actually around Parker Road. And seeing more traffic building on eastbound C-470 Broadway past University. If you're driving on I-70 out to the eastern portion of the state, we do have some fog near Lyman. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds and a bit breezy too, calling for a high of 73 degrees. Also have a small chance of late afternoon thunder showers. Current downtown temperature 51 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denverbbb.org. That's denverbbb.org.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Good news if you're a fan of VH1's reality shows. The network has just renewed their shows Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, I Want to Work for Diddy, Brooke Knows Best, Gotti's Way, and Tool Academy for brand new seasons. They've also ordered Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew to be made, a show that's been in the works since earlier this year.
Visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
6:40, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 47 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Thunder showers in the forecast. Forgot to mention this story off of Wired Magazine. Remember we talked a couple of weeks ago about the baby shaker game and how I said that if you open up the censorship Pandora's box, it's a slippery slope to mix 17 different metaphors there. Add this tale to the growing lore of the inscrutable iPhone app approval process. Apple has rejected an application from Nine Inch Nails frontman and entrepreneur extraordinaire Trent Reznor, possibly because it can stream a song that contains a single curse word, even though the song that contains the curse word is for sale on iTunes. Confused, so is Trent Reznor, and he's really, really pissed. In a scathing post to his band's message board, Reznor lashed out at Apple for its obscenity policy and for sending him a confusing email that did not make clear what needs to be done so that his application, his Nine Inch Nails application, can be approved. The choice word he has for Apple now happens to be the same one in Banish tune, The Downward Spiral. Trent Reznor's awesome, and Apple really is overstepping its bounds. It's trying to play God. I told Turk, we're going to try to get Trent Reznor on. It's a huge long shot, so I'm not promising anything. But we'll try to get Trent Reznor.
Hey, maybe they need to still sell some tickets there to that show.
Yeah, we should definitely try. I mean, I am a huge fan of Trent Reznor. Huge fan of Nine Inch Nails. And I just love them. All right, so we're going to go to the phones. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? That's John Turk's topic of the hour, turning this first hour into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? That's the X-Files music.
The truth is out there.
It is out there. Are you being watched? Are they watching you? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on your thoughts on the repeal, if you want to, on the repeal, the failure of the bill in the legislature that would have repealed the death penalty. Do you think Bill Ritter was behind that? 303-713-7600. Trey in Castle Rock, you being watched?
Hey, David, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to speak to this rumor that I heard that the reason why the government's pushing going from analog to digital is so they can look in on you through your high-def television set. And supposedly in Europe, there's this group that has found these cameras inside HDTVs. The government can, you know, basically see you in your house through these TVs at any point.
So the rumor is that the government can look at you through the digital TV?
Yeah. That's why they want to go.
So it's like a camera? Like it's like a two-way, it's like a camera.
Yeah, supposedly there's this camera inside these TVs, and this group in Europe has found the last year going through and smashing these TVs, and they know how to find this camera that's in these TVs.
So it's a special TV.
Yeah, well, it's a HD TV. Supposedly,
just like a webcam, right?
Yeah, but how can they turn your camera into? I mean, how can they turn my TV that is digital equipped? Wait a minute. So let me get this straight.
Like a webcam. Supposedly, the government can turn on your webcam at any point. I mean,
wait a minute. My TV that I bought before the whole transition. You're saying that the theory is that the digitally equipped part of the TV is actually equipped to be a camera.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what they're saying.
All right. That's an interesting conspiracy theory. Wow. I mean, to be honest, that would be pretty easy to figure out if some tech geek wants to take apart their TV.
Well, and that's supposedly this group in Europe has been able to do it. They've been able to take it apart and see this.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold. Tell Turk what if you can remember anything about the name of the group, and in the break we'll Google it, and we'll see if we can pull up something on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, man, hang on. 6:45, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Are we being watched? John Turk has turned this into the paranoid hour. Can they turn on your cell phone and listen in on your conversations? Are they doing that? give us your stories about you feeling watched, being watched. So, Jolie called up from Denver, said that they managed to pull up a surveillance tape of her when she had lost her laptop. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Sean in Denver. You being watched?
I think so. Now I'm even more paranoid about the TV.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But then again, it makes sense because you know, cable box is a two-way conversation between you and the cable company. They know what channels you're on, and the Nielsen ratings running digital. That makes sense.
Yeah, they definitely. I definitely believe that the digital TV and the the guide that you have on your TV, that's definitely tracking.
Yeah.
What what it's finding out. It's market research.
Yeah.
There's definitely market research going on.
If they can do that, it's not a far step to take it a little bit further.
So you think we are being watched?
Oh yeah, yeah. After the Patriot Act, and especially after 9/11, I have a relative who does business overseas and had gotten client mail, innocent client mail from overseas from certain countries that when she received the letters, they were open. And,
that's weird.
I was working with her at that time, and so I started getting paranoid about, are they watching me, because I'm doing deliveries. But then now, I married a foreigner. We went through the immigration process. So I really feel like I am being watched because they're keeping tabs. I got to tell them when we move, where we move, how long we've been there, So I'm being tracked, whether passively or what, I don't know, but I definitely feel like they've got their eye on us.
Absolutely. I mean, and then the question really is, when is it okay to be watched and when is it not okay to be watched? I mean, I don't really have much of a problem with them watching me in a train station, an airport, right? That's like a public space. I got a big problem when they're watching me in my own house. That's where I kind of draw the line. Thanks for the call, Sean. 6:48, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, are you being watched? John Turk has converted this hour. He's taken over the show into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? Can they turn your cell phone on? Are they watching what your...
Aliens are watching us too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the X-Files music, I think, is...
1.7 million households were victims of identity theft.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the public will see the details Thursday, but the word is most of the big banks did not pass the government's stress test with flying colors. Let's get details on the story live from the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Nick, federal regulators checking 19 of those major banks have reportedly found some of them need to pump up their reserves. Banking consultant Bert Ely says it doesn't mean the companies are on the verge of failure, but...
The government concern is that when they come to the other side of the recession, they're really going to be in fairly weak financial condition.
Possibly so weak that they'd need government help, but White House spokesman Robert Gibbs indicated the president hopes to avoid another bailout.
I don't doubt that this is unpopular. It's unpopular here.
The administration expects the troubled banks to raise any needed capital on their own. Today, the Fed chief will brief Congress on challenges facing the financial system and the overall economy. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The last few times the Fed chairman reported to Congress on the economy, the event was filled with dread. The recession is still pretty bad, but as Ben Bernanke returns to Capitol Hill today, there are a few little glimmers of hope in manufacturing, the stock market, and even real estate, where there's been another uptick in sales.
This could be the leading edge of a wave of first-time buyers responding to record low mortgage interest rates and an $8,000 tax credit.
The second rise in new sales contracts in 2 months, says Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
What to do with foreclosed homes? CBS's Steve Futterman reports from Victorville, California. One bank's solution was to bring the bulldozers into a brand new development.
A few days ago, there were homes here. Now, all that's left is rubble.
Well, there was six here, six on the next street.
For the last week, crews had been here tearing down 16 homes. The bank, which acquired the homes through foreclosure, says to complete them would have cost $1 million. People driving by yesterday could hardly believe it.
It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money and...
A perfectly good house.
In this instance, it was cheaper to tear down the homes than to try to sell them. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Victorville, California.
Despite the country's economic woes, three of four people believe they've achieved the American dream or will in their lifetimes. Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton says the latest CBS News New York Times poll has also found some slippage in how well-off Americans are compared with their parents.
A majority of Americans say that their standard of living is better than their parents was. 58% say that, but that's down from 2005 when 66% said that.
And what about the future? Americans are more pessimistic.
34% of parents think their children's standard of living will be worse than theirs, and that's up 6 points from just last year.
Swine flu continues to be a problem around the world, with more than 1,400 cases confirmed in 20 countries. As CBS News correspondent Bianca Sorozano reports, authorities in Asia have been particularly tough on suspected cases of the flu.
From Tokyo, where arriving passengers are detained, to Hong Kong, where an entire hotel is quarantined. Dozens of Mexicans who were quarantined in China are on their way home. Four Americans were also quarantined by the Chinese. Two have been released.
In this country, it is not just the H1N1 virus that's the trouble. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy.
The FDA is cracking down on websites marketing products with fraudulent claims that they can guard against or even cure swine flu. The feds have identified at least 20 websites so far, offering everything from swine flu-killing shampoo and conditioner to antiviral medications sold without a doctor's prescription. There are also flu diagnostic and protection kits that experts say are no doubt worthless ripoffs. One site, swinefluegone.com, sells a 2-ounce spritzer bottle with a concoction of ionic silver, echinacea, eucalyptus, and spearmint, claiming it stops swine flu in its tracks. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado Senate has rejected a plan to do away with the death penalty. The measure would have diverted the millions of dollars spent on death penalty cases to try to solve older murders. Senators decided instead to fund the cold case unit by tacking on an extra $5 to traffic fines. Democrat Raleigh Heath had argued in favor of abolishing the death penalty.
The penological interest in executing a small number of persons guilty of murder is not sufficiently compelling to justify the risk of making an irreversible mistake.
Colorado has executed one person in the last 40 years, and there are currently two men on death row. The compromise now goes back to the House. And lawmakers have killed a bill to toughen Colorado's seatbelt law. The measure would have allowed police to ticket drivers for not wearing a seatbelt. Colorado's H1N1 flu count is up to 6, and CU Boulder may have 3 cases. Dr. Pamela Talley is with the health center on campus.
We are very much encouraging routine public health measures to try and prevent the spread of this, including hand washing, covering your mouth when you cough and sneeze, and staying home when you're ill.
The 3 suspected flu cases are a student who lives in a dorm and 2 off-campus students. Sports: Nuggets Mavericks game 2 tonight at Pepsi Center. Nuggets lead that series 1-0, and the Rockies beat San Diego 9-6, a go-ahead grand slam from Chris Iannetta. The two teams match up again tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent trip around the metro right now. No significant delays to really get in your way. However, volume is building in those usual spots, like southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen. It's also starting to get busier. Westbound 76 on that approach to 270. Outside the city limits, pretty foggy conditions along I-70 in the Lyman area. And then there was some police activity downtown. 4th and Kalamath, 5th and LePan, looks like they're all out of there, so you can continue driving through there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How do you spot a do-it-yourself mom? It's easy. Most moms can make a bed, but only...
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Are evicted.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics. Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th. Showbiz.
The latest generation of Jawbone Bluetooth headsets has arrived. The new Jawbones have significantly improved audio quality, enhanced noise reduction abilities, a 10-meter operating range, 4.5 hours of talk time, 8 days of standby time, and most important of all, they come in a variety of different colors, including Frankly Scarlet, Yellow, Drop Me a Lime, and the creatively entitled Lilac You Mean It.
Days away from boldly going where no Star Trek movie has gone before. The hype surrounding the new Star Trek movie, the 11th to be released, but the first to be directed by J.J. Abrams, suggests that it could be the biggest movie of the summer, replicating the success of The Dark Knight last year.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York bought Goldman Sachs shares in December and January and served on Goldman's board when the Federal Reserve was giving away $10 billion in taxpayer money. So, first Republican out there criticizing that. The Supreme Court is ordering a federal appeals court to re-examine its ruling in favor of CBS over Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. The court Monday directed the third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia to consider reinstating the $550,000 fine that the FCC imposed on CBS over Ms. Jackson's breast-bearing performance at the at the 2004 Super Bowl. Silicon Valley is voicing concerns over Obama's new rules on tax havens. The proposed change, they say, many computer companies say would hurt them the most. I say get over it. Stop hiding your taxes. Pay taxes like everybody else. House Democrats unveiled a $94 billion wartime spending bill Monday that adds $9.3 billion to White House requests, but also reflects serious doubts about the long-term viability of U.S. commitments in Afghanistan and Pakistan. President Obama's plans for closing the Guantanamo detention center are challenged as well, with Democrats opting to strip out all of the $80 million in new funds sought by the Pentagon and Justice Department to begin the relocation of prisoners. My old boss Dave Obey said he was very doubtful about the chances of success in the Afghan-Pakistan region and wants to to wants a fish or cut bait assessment in a year's time that will determine how long the U.S. continues on this path. This bill gives the president 1 year to demonstrate what he can do, said Obi. It gives him ample resources. So Obama's on the clock, apparently, in terms of getting things turned around in Afghanistan. I love this story. It's in the Politico. Nearly a week after Democrats welcomed Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter into the fold and Republicans got acquainted with Specter's prospective challenger, Pat Toomey, both sides are showing signs of buyer's remorse. Suddenly, Specter's path to re-election as a Democrat is looking far from certain, as progressives recoil at some aspects of his voting record, and two prominent candidates refuse to bow out. On the Republican side, the more Republicans look at the Pennsylvania landscape, the more questions they have about whether Toomey, a very conservative former congressman, is the right fit against Specter in a general election. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is taking heat from Johnson & Johnson, Nike, and other of its major corporate members over its opposition to global warming legislation pending in the House. So the Chamber of Commerce has a little bit of a revolt on its hands. In a letter to the Chamber, Johnson & Johnson has asked the Chamber to refrain from making comments on climate change unless they reflect the full range of views, especially those of Chamber members advocating for congressional action. AP reports President Obama is turning to South Carolina's former school superintendent to head an expanded Consumer Product Safety Commission, an embattled agency that has been criticized in the past by advocates for being too cozy with industry. Speaking of, back to Arlen Specter, less than a week into his tenure as a Democrat, key Democratic figures are warning that their newly minted colleague, despite having the backing of the White House, could face a tough primary should he continue to oppose key tenets of the party's agenda, said former DNC Chairman Howard Dean. I'm pleased that he saw the light and decided he would be a better fit for the Democratic Party. And I think you have to allow for his views to evolve. But he won't win the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania by taking the position that you should not have the Employee Free Choice Act or a public option for health care. If he takes these kind of views, there's going to be a Democratic primary. So Arlen Specter is not going to have an easy ride of it. In game politics, as you know, I'm interested in this. With the pending retirement of Justice David Souter from the U.S. Supreme Court, President Obama will have the opportunity to name a replacement. His choice could have a major impact on the constitutional issues relating to video games, especially if California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger decides to ask the court to consider February's Ninth Circuit court ruling, saying that his state's video game law from 2005 is illegal. As governor, Michigan's Jennifer Granholm signed into law a similar law in 2005 blocking minors from purchasing violent video games. The video game industry filed suit and the measure was ruled unconstitutional later. So these Supreme Court picks, they really, you know, they affect a lot of different things. Let's go to some local news here. As you probably heard at the top of the hour, a bill to repeal the death penalty in Colorado fizzled on Monday when the state Senate gutted the measure. House bill, when this bill was in the House, would have repealed the death penalty as a sentencing option and used the money saved by not prosecuting and appealing such cases, estimated to be at least $1 million a year, to fund the Colorado Bureau of Investigation's cold case unit. But a new version of the bill, drafted just 15 minutes before the Senate was slated to vote on the original version, would charge people convicted of crimes a $2.50 fee and give that cash to local jurisdictions. Democratic Senator Morgan Carroll, sponsor of the measure, called the move an ambush. In other news from the legislature, a bill that would make it easier for holders of concealed weapons permits to buy guns is heading to Governor Ritter's desk after the State House approved the measure. Ritter, for his part, is signaling his support for the hands-free cell phone bill, the bill mandating that you use hands-free devices when you're using your cell phone in your car. Now, that bill was relaxed by state senators, according to the Denver Post. In a drastic change, says the Post, the Senate took out the ban on handheld cell phone conversations for adult drivers. Instead, after the amendment, the bill merely bans text messaging while driving. So this will have to be worked out in a conference committee. Those bank stress tests, regulators have told Wells Fargo it may need to shore up its finances after government stress tests showed the bank may have trouble surviving a deeper recession. A unanimous Supreme Court said Monday that undocumented workers who use phony IDs cannot be considered identity thieves without proof they knew they were stealing real people's Social Security and other numbers. The Colorado Independent notes that this could have some effect on Weld County. That Supreme Court decision may have implications for a contentious identity crime prosecution that resulted in 100 charges of criminal impersonation by undocumented workers and more than 5,000 personal income tax records seized in Weld County. So these cases have a lot of local implications. And in our final story, late Monday afternoon, the University of Colorado announced several suspected cases of potential swine flu have been reported on campus. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Tom Philpott of Grist Magazine about where this swine flu started. And I think you'll be surprised, or maybe not surprised, about where it started. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So in the show today, as mentioned, we're going to talk about, in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about where swine flu started. And in the next hour, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about wolves. Not werewolves. Regular wolves. And whether they should be killed. There's a little bit of a controversy in the Northern Rockies about whether their population is repopulated to the point where they should be killed. But the question of this first hour, what do you think about the news that the death penalty here in Colorado, the bill to repeal it, was gutted? How do you think Governor Ritter behaved in the whole thing? Ritter refused to take a position. This bill came very, very close to passing. It was gutted. There's still an outside chance it may pass. But Ritter didn't take a position on the bill. And the state Senate has killed it. So I'm curious what you think about this. 303-713-7600. We've got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. What do you think about the state Senate gutting the bill to repeal the death penalty? Do you think it's Bill Ritter's fault that this thing went down? Because he didn't take a position. Says Morgan Carroll, quote, "The move was an ambush. Some people are looking for ways to avoid voting on this core issue. It's gamesmanship that makes a mess of public policy." What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm bummed out that this bill went down.
God forbid that we actually know where some of our representatives stand on issues like this.
I know.
You know?
I know. And this was going to be... we were going to be one of the two states, I think, in this legislative session to repeal the death penalty. New Mexico has repealed its death penalty. And I think a lot of the blame goes on Bill Ritter. When the governor doesn't take a position on this issue, when he comes out and says, I don't want to take a position. And here's another question. Do you think Governor Ritter orchestrated the defeat of this bill? Do you think he twisted arms to make sure the bill never got to his desk so he wouldn't have to take a position? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Do you think Governor Ritter killed the bill that would have repealed the death penalty in Colorado? Did he not want to deal with it? Did he not want it coming to his desk? That's my guess. What do you think?
I think that's definitely the case.
He just didn't want to deal.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, like you said yesterday, he's a former prosecutor.
Right, and he's pretending he doesn't have a position on the issue. That's such a joke. And so I'm guessing he used his leverage in the state Senate behind the scenes to make sure it never got to his desk. Pathetic. All right.
Politicians.
Yeah, right. That's right. 623, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760. 51 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, it's nice and light as we're kicking off the morning commute, David. Just the normal jams as you're cutting out of Aurora, southbound 225. First Colfax, again, after Yosemite, and speed still in the 40s there as you're making that trip, just about a 15-minute trip between 70 and 25 in both directions. Seeing more volume, though, heading into downtown, westbound 76, beginning at 74th Avenue, and on eastbound 270 there at York Street, also getting busy leaving Northland on southbound I-25, beginning at 104th Avenue. Checking foggy conditions out east on I-70 near Lyman. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s, right now 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Chipotle is introducing a new kids menu. They've got all sorts of new items. Your kids will...
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty. It's thick and absorbent, and it's even more durable than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
People locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you can buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to PearlHarborMemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
That's Simon and Garfunkel, and we're doing a little bit of a Simon and Garfunkel CD giveaway. So the next time you hear that song in a break, if you're the seventh caller at our contest number, 303-631-2670, 303-631-2760. That's easy. 303-631-2760. So, the next time you hear that song as we come back from a break, if you're the seventh caller to 303-631-2760, you're going to get a CD Simon and Garfunkel Live, 1969, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's a great CD. So, be the seventh caller. So the question of the hour. Do you think Bill Ritter was responsible for killing the bill in the legislature to repeal the death penalty? And what do you think of the repeal of the death penalty? 303-713-7600. This bill went down in a very close vote. The House had passed the repeal. The Senate did not, last night, after a furious debate, did not pass the repeal. Whose fault do you think it was? Do you think it's good that the repeal didn't pass? Or did you want the repeal to pass? 303-713-7600. A little bit more news of the weird. A Pennsylvania man has been accused of burglarizing at least three apartments and vandalizing them with spray paint and chocolate pudding after police say he was found covered in chocolate syrup. Police say the 24-year-old Bethlehem resident was arrested early Friday after being found with silver spray paint and chocolate on his hands and clothes. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't make this stuff up. Here's an interesting story off the tech wire. Cell phones will soon be able to sense our environment and its pollutants. This is in Seed Magazine. This new power may change the way we move through the world, but will it motivate us to change it? So we're going to start getting real-time data on pollution and toxins in our atmosphere via cell phones. That's kind of weird. It's kind of cool. Because in real time, we'll be able to know which areas are most polluted, and that it's obviously going to help deal with pollution, I think. But what's weird is that it's like your cell phone is going to be sort of taking measurements, potentially, of your environment. I don't know. That's got some creepy privacy issues with it. I had heard, actually, and I think it's true, I've heard that they can turn on your cell phone at any time, and it doesn't look like it's on. And they can just listen to you. That's the CIA can do that.
Dude, I'm super cell phone paranoid, man.
What?
Extremely.
Like about that?
I always think I'm being watched. Not like I have anything to hide, but I always feel like I'm being watched.
That I'm pretty sure they can turn on almost any cell phone.
Yes, they can.
And listen.
Whenever they want.
Like whenever they and the phone doesn't look like it's on.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
So like without your phone on, they can hear conversations that aren't going on your phone.
Exactly, it's like a microphone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scary.
I really believe, and maybe call me a conspiracy theorist. I really believe that they put that kind of stuff in there so that the government can spy on us whenever we want.
I do too.
Like I feel like they went to the cell phone manufacturers.
We're heading towards 1984.
Oh, I think we're already there.
Do you think we're already there?
Oh yeah, with all the cameras.
I think they put these GPS things in the cars, keep track of where you're going and where you're driving.
I think Britain's already there. I mean, you know, Britain has the highest per capita amount of cameras.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's creepy, man. It's like all those sci-fi movies we used to watch 20 years ago.
Well, did you ever see The Bourne Identity?
Yeah.
Remember wasn't it the last one where the guy's walking through the train station and they have all the cameras? They're like, go to camera 8, go to camera 7.
Yeah.
It's like really crazy. They're definitely watching.
Me.
Now, of course.
What would our forefathers be saying about this?
Now, of course, I don't think they're watching, like, I like to tell myself that they're not watching you and me.
Yeah.
We're not important enough.
We're nice. Yeah, but, you know.
It is weird. It's totally weird.
It scares me. I don't like, you know, if I could just ace my cell phone.
Yeah, the cell phone thing is definitely weird. Now this idea that your cell phone's going to be taking measurements of your environment and sending it back to some central database. It's totally, totally bizarre.
You should ask how many Americans feel, or how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched.
Yeah, how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched?
Because I feel like I am.
You're feeling like you're always being watched.
Not always, but I do feel like I can't talk about specific things on the cell phone.
Like what?
I don't know.
What? What can't you talk about on the cell phone?
I don't know. Plans of what we're going to do the weekend. You know, my friends calling, acting all crazy, saying stupid stuff. You know, I don't know. I just don't like...
You don't like the sense of you're being watched.
Got an email from one of our listeners. Nameless emails. Oh, yeah, you've got plenty to hide, pal. So do I. Great.
Yeah, I get that feeling, too, when I instant message. I totally get that feeling when I instant message that I'm being watched. Absolutely. And this story in Seed Magazine, I encourage everybody to go check it out, about how your cell phone is going to start measuring your environment and potentially sending information back to a database, which there is a good application to this, right? There is a good application. I mean, if we can get real-time environmental data, that's pretty good. All right, so Turk has thrown it out there. If you're going to call up about the death penalty, and what you think about the legislature rejecting the bill to repeal the death penalty. The other open question of the hour is, do you think you're being watched? Do you think the government is watching you? 303-713-7600. How much do you think the government is watching you? Do you think the government's watching your instant messages? Do you think it's listening in on your cell phone? Do you think they can turn your cell phone on to listen to you? This is the paranoid hour. Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Jolie in Denver, are you being watched?
Yeah, I can tell you a story.
Okay.
I lost my laptop in an airport. Now, you might think, well, yeah, you're in an airport, but I was in Florida, in Jacksonville, and my laptop actually got stolen by baggage handlers. I had to hand off my carry-on because it was a little commuter plane, and that's what happened to it. But I didn't realize that at first. So I called when I got back here to Denver, I called the Jacksonville airport to find out if there had been any laptops left as security, because I thought, all right, maybe I spaced and I left it. They put me through to the TSA person in security, and she said, when did you come through? And it was like a couple weeks later. And she had me describe what I was wearing, and in less than 30 seconds, she had the film of me walking through the Jacksonville airport.
Come on.
I swear to God, all the way through security and seeing me put the laptop back. She had me, it was funny, she said, what kind of suitcase do you have? And I said, I said the brand, Vera Bradley, and it was a particular pattern. It was a female. We all know about this luggage. So she goes, oh, yeah, and she mentioned the dark blue pattern on the thing and saw me putting the laptop back in my carry-on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you find your laptop?
No, it was stolen by the people, the gate check personnel at the Jacksonville airport.
Did they catch him?
They never made it to Chicago. I had to change in Chicago, and that's when I missed it. When I got to Chicago and they handed me back my bag, it didn't weigh enough. I was already on the next plane before I lifted it up into the overhead and realized, wait a minute, and looked, and sure enough, the laptop was gone.
That is crazy that they were able to track you like that. That is really crazy. And, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, a laptop issue. Check this out. I've wanted to bring up this story for a while. This is from the big newspaper in Australia. Two accused burglars, this was back in May of 2000, a year ago, two accused burglars are scheduled to appear in court after the owner of a missing Apple laptop connected to it remotely and took a picture of the users. So she had screen control on her laptop, and she was able to go on her desktop, turn on the screen control, turn on the camera on the computer, snap a picture of the people using her laptop after they had stolen it. Talking about creepy. But your story, Jolie, about how they can track you, they were able to basically track you, is really crazy. And by the way, it's kind of the same thing. When I went to DIA one time, I left my car and I forgot where I parked like an idiot. You know, it's like that Seinfeld episode. And you call up the central folks there, and you say, I've lost my car. They know exactly where your car is because they drive through taking pictures. I'm pretty sure either recording or taking pictures of your license plates. They told me exactly where my car was. It's weird. So, all right, so John Turk has created the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. enter the AM760 Conspiracy Theory Center, although it's not conspiracy theory. It's real. It's the Paranoid Center here.
I'm paranoid.
Are you being watched?
Yes, we
are.
How
much do you think you're being watched? Give us your stories about how you feel like you've been watched. And feel free to weigh in on the death penalty issue. Do you think the Colorado legislature was right yesterday to gut the bill that would have repealed the death penalty? And do you think Governor Ritter was behind killing that bill? 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? I kind of feel like I'm being watched. And by the way, there's a lot of movies out there that make you feel like you're being watched. You ever see Enemy of the State?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That movie is crazy. All right. Let's get a traffic update.
All right, David. Southbound 25 really starting to fill in there. North Glen speeds now dipping into the 20s and 30s between 104th and 84th. A little better after I-70 heading into downtown, but is going to be a little clogged there. Bottlenecking after I-70. Southbound 225 also filling up both directions, actually, around Parker Road. And seeing more traffic building on eastbound C-470 Broadway past University. If you're driving on I-70 out to the eastern portion of the state, we do have some fog near Lyman. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds and a bit breezy too, calling for a high of 73 degrees. Also have a small chance of late afternoon thunder showers. Current downtown temperature 51 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denverbbb.org. That's denverbbb.org.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM760 on your iPhone.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Good news if you're a fan of VH1's reality shows. The network has just renewed their shows Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, I Want to Work for Diddy, Brooke Knows Best, Gotti's Way, and Tool Academy for brand new seasons. They've also ordered Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew to be made, a show that's been in the works since earlier this year.
Visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. 47 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Thunder showers in the forecast. Forgot to mention this story off of Wired magazine. Remember we talked a couple of weeks ago about the baby shaker game and how I said that if you open up the censorship Pandora's box, it's a slippery slope to mix 17 different metaphors there. Add this tale to the growing lore of the inscrutable iPhone app approval process. Apple has rejected an application from Nine Inch Nails frontman and entrepreneur extraordinaire Trent Reznor, possibly because it can stream a song that contains a single curse word, even though the song that contains the curse word is for sale on iTunes. Confused, so is Trent Reznor, and he's really, really pissed. In a scathing post to his band's message board, Reznor lashed out at Apple for its obscenity policy and for sending him a confusing email that did not make clear what needs to be done so that his application, his Nine Inch Nails application, can be approved. The choice word he has for Apple now happens to be the same one in Banish tune, The Downward Spiral. Trent Reznor's awesome, and Apple really is overstepping its bounds. It's trying to play God. I told Turk, we're going to try to get Trent Reznor on. It's a huge long shot, so I'm not promising anything. But we'll try to get Trent Reznor.
Hey, maybe they need to still sell some tickets there to that show.
Yeah, we should definitely try. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Trent Reznor. Huge fan of Nine Inch Nails. And I just love them. All right, so we're going to go to the phones. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? That's John Turk's topic of the hour, turning this first hour into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? That's the X-Files music.
The truth is out there.
It is out there. Are you being watched? Are they watching you? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on your thoughts on the repeal, if you want to, on the repeal, the failure of the bill in the legislature that would have repealed the death penalty. Do you think Bill Ritter was behind that? 303-713-7600. Trey in Castle Rock, you being watched?
Hey, David, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to speak to this rumor that I heard that the reason why the government's pushing going from analog to digital so they can look in on you through your high-def television set. And supposedly in Europe, there's this group that has found these cameras inside HDTVs. The government can, you know, basically see you in your house through these TVs at any point.
So the rumor is that the government can look at you through the digital TV?
Yeah. That's why they want to go.
So it's like a camera? Like it's like a two-way, it's like a camera.
Yeah, supposedly there's this camera inside these TVs, and this group in Europe has found has been, you know, the last year going through and smashing these TVs, and they know how to find this camera that's in these TVs.
So it's a special TV.
Yeah, well, it's a HD TV. Supposedly they
just like a webcam, right?
Yeah, but how can they turn your camera into, I mean, how can they turn my TV that is digital equipped? Let me get this straight.
A webcam, supposedly the government can turn on your webcam at any point. I mean,
wait a minute. My TV that I bought before the whole transition, you're saying that the theory is that the digitally equipped part of the TV is actually equipped to be a camera?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what they're saying.
All right, that's an interesting conspiracy theory. Wow. I mean, to be honest, that would be pretty easy to figure out if some tech geek wants to take apart their TV.
Well, and that's supposedly this group in Europe has been able to do it. They've been able to take it apart and see this.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold. Tell Turk what, if you can remember anything about the name of the group, and in the break, we'll Google it, and we'll see if we can pull up something on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, man, hang on. 6:45, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Are we being watched? John Turk has turned this into the paranoid hour. Can they turn on your cell phone and listen in on your conversations? Are they doing that? Give us your stories about you feeling watched, being watched. Jolie called up from Denver, said that they managed to pull up a surveillance tape of her when she had lost her laptop. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Sean in Denver. You being watched?
I think so. Now I'm even more paranoid about the TV.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But then again, it makes sense because you know, the cable box is a two-way conversation between you and the cable company. They know what channels you're on, and the Nielsen ratings run on digital. That makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely believe that the digital TV and the, you know, the guide that you have on your TV, that's definitely tracking what it's finding out. It's market research.
Yeah.
There's definitely market research going on.
And if they can do that, it's not a far step to take it a little bit further.
So you think we are being watched?
Oh yeah, yeah. After the Patriot Act, and especially after 9/11, I had a relative who does business overseas and had gotten client mail, you know, innocent client mail from overseas from certain countries. That when she received the letters, they were open. you know, I was working with her at that time, and so I started getting paranoid about, you know, are they watching me, you know, because I'm doing deliveries. But and then now, you know, I married a foreigner. We went through the immigration process, so I really feel like I am being watched because they're keeping tabs. You know, I got to tell them when we move, where we move, how long we've been there, you know, so I'm being tracked, whether passively or what, I don't know, but I definitely feel like they've got their eye on us.
Absolutely. I mean, and then the question really is, you know, when is it okay to be watched and when is it not okay to be watched? I mean, I don't really have much of a problem with them watching me in a train station, an airport, right? That's like a public space. I got a big problem when they're watching me in my own house. That's where I kind of draw the line. Thanks for the call, Sean. 6:48, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, are you being watched? John Turk has converted this hour. He's taken over the show into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? Can they turn your cell phone on? Are they watching what your...
Aliens are watching us, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the X-Files music, I think, is...
1.7 million households were victims of identity theft.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the public will see the details Thursday, but the word is most of the big banks did not pass the government's stress test with flying colors. Let's get details on the story live from the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Nick, federal regulators checking 19 of those major banks have reportedly found some of them need to pump up their reserves. Banking consultant Bert Ely says it doesn't mean the companies are on the verge of failure, but...
The government concern is that when they come to the other side of the recession... they're really going to be in fairly weak financial condition.
Possibly so weak that they'd need government help, but White House spokesman Robert Gibbs indicated the president hopes to avoid another bailout.
I don't doubt that this is unpopular. It's unpopular here.
The administration expects the troubled banks to raise any needed capital on their own. Today, the Fed chief will brief Congress on challenges facing the financial system and the overall economy. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The last few times the Fed chairman reported to Congress on the economy, the event was filled with dread. The recession is still pretty bad, but as Ben Bernanke returns to Capitol Hill today, there are a few little glimmers of hope in manufacturing, the stock market, and even real estate, where there's been another uptick in sales.
This could be the leading edge of a wave of first-time buyers responding to record low mortgage interest rates and an $8,000 tax credit.
The second rise in new sales contracts in 2 months, says Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
What to do with foreclosed homes? CBS's Steve Futterman reports from Victorville, California. One bank's solution was to bring the bulldozers into a brand new development.
A few days ago, there were homes here. Now, all that's left is rubble.
Well, there was six here, six on the next street.
For the last week, crews have been here tearing down 16 homes. The bank which acquired the homes through foreclosure says to complete them would have cost $1 million. People driving by yesterday could hardly believe it.
It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money and a perfectly good house.
In this instance, it was cheaper to tear down the homes than to try to sell them. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Victorville, California.
Despite the country's economic woes, three of four people believe they've achieved the American dream or will in their lifetimes. Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton says the latest CBS News New York Times poll has also found some slippage in how well-off Americans are compared with their parents.
A majority of Americans say that their standard of living is better than their parents was. 58% say that, but that's down from 2005 when 66% said that.
And what about the future? Americans are more pessimistic.
34% of parents think their children's standard of living will be worse than theirs, and that's up 6 points from just last year.
Swine flu continues to be a problem around the world, with more than 1,400 cases confirmed in 20 countries. As CBS News correspondent Bianca Sorozano reports, authorities in Asia have been particularly tough on suspected cases of the flu.
From Tokyo, where arriving passengers are detained, to Hong Kong, where an entire hotel is quarantined. Dozens of Mexicans who were quarantined in China are on their way home. Four Americans were also quarantined by the Chinese. Two have been released.
In this country, it is not just the H1N1 virus that's the trouble. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy.
The FDA is cracking down on websites marketing products with fraudulent claims that they can guard against or even cure swine flu. The feds have identified at least 20 websites so far, offering everything from swine flu-killing shampoo and conditioner to antiviral medications sold without a doctor's prescription. There are also flu diagnostic and protection kits that experts say are no doubt worthless ripoffs. One site, swinefluegone.com, sells a 2-ounce spritzer bottle with a concoction of ionic silver, echinacea, eucalyptus, and spearmint, claiming it stops swine flu in its tracks. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado Senate has rejected a plan to do away with the death penalty. The measure would have diverted the millions of dollars spent on death penalty cases to try to solve older murders. Senators decided instead to fund the cold case unit by tacking on an extra $5 to traffic fines. Democrat Raleigh Heath had argued in favor of abolishing the death penalty.
The penological interest in executing a small number of persons guilty of murder is not sufficiently compelling to justify the risk of making an irreversible mistake.
Colorado has executed one person in the last 40 years, and there are currently two men on death row. The compromise now goes back to the House. And lawmakers have killed a bill to toughen Colorado's seatbelt law. The measure would have allowed police to ticket drivers for not wearing a seatbelt. Colorado's H1N1 flu count is up to 6, and CU Boulder may have 3 cases. Dr. Pamela Talley is with the health center on campus.
We are very much encouraging routine public health measures to try and prevent the spread of this, including hand washing, covering your mouth when you cough and sneeze, and staying home when you're ill.
The 3 suspected flu cases are a student who lives in a dorm and 2 off-campus students. Sports, Nuggets-Mavericks, Game 2 tonight at Pepsi Center. Nuggets lead that series 1-0, and the Rockies beat San Diego 9-6, a go-ahead grand slam from Chris Iannetta. The two teams match up again tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cahill, now Todd Parker, with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent trip around the metro right now, no significant delays to really get in your way. However, volume is building in those usual spots like southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen. It's also starting to get busier westbound 76 on that approach to 270. Outside the city limits, pretty foggy conditions along I-70 in the Lyman area. And then there was some police activity downtown. 4th and Kalamath, 5th and LePage, looks like they're all out of there, so you can continue driving through there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How do you spot a do-it-yourself mom? It's easy. Most moms can make a bed, but only...
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the 8 Misbehave an Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Are evicted.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow-up to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics. Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
The latest generation of Jawbone Bluetooth headsets has arrived. The new Jawbones have significantly improved audio quality, enhanced noise reduction abilities, a 10-meter operating range, 4.5 hours of talk time, 8 days of standby time, and most important of all, they come in a variety of different colors, including Frankly Scarlet, Yellow, Drop Me a Lime, and the creatively entitled Lilac You Mean It.
Just days away from boldly going where no Star Trek movie has gone before. The hype surrounding the new Star Trek movie, the 11th to be released, but the first to be directed by J.J. Abrams, suggests that it could be the biggest movie of the summer, replicating the success of The Dark Knight last year.
Showbiz.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Bought Goldman Sachs shares in December and January and served on Goldman's board when the Federal Reserve was giving away $10 billion in taxpayer money. So, first Republican out there criticizing that. The Supreme Court is ordering a federal appeals court to re-examine its ruling in favor of CBS over Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. The court Monday directed the third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia to consider reinstating the $550,000 fine that the FCC imposed on CBS over Ms. Jackson's breast-bearing performance at the at the 2004 Super Bowl. Silicon Valley is voicing concerns over Obama's new rules on tax havens. The proposed change, they say, many computer companies say would hurt them the most. I say get over it. Stop hiding your taxes. Pay taxes like everybody else. House Democrats unveiled a $94 billion wartime spending bill Monday that adds $9.3 billion to White House requests, but also reflects serious doubts about the long-term viability of U.S. commitments in Afghanistan and Pakistan. President Obama's plans for closing the Guantanamo Detention Center are challenged as well, with Democrats opting to strip out all of the $80 million in new funds sought by the Pentagon and Justice Department to begin the relocation of prisoners. My old boss Dave Obie said he was very doubtful about the chances of success in the Afghan-Pakistan region and wants a fish or cut bait assessment in a year's time that will determine how long the U.S. continues on this path. This bill gives the president 1 year to demonstrate what he can do, said Obie. It gives him ample resources. So Obama's on the clock, apparently, in terms of getting things turned around in Afghanistan. I love this story. It's in the Politico. Nearly a week after Democrats welcomed Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter into the fold and Republicans got acquainted with Specter's prospective challenger, Pat Toomey, both sides are showing signs of buyer's remorse. Suddenly, Specter's path to re-election as a Democrat is looking far from certain, as progressives recoil at some aspects of his voting record, and two prominent candidates refuse to bow out. On the Republican side, the more Republicans look at the Pennsylvania landscape, the more questions they have about whether Toomey, a very conservative former congressman, is the right fit against Specter in a general election. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is taking heat from Johnson & Johnson, Nike, and other of its major corporate members over its opposition to global warming legislation pending in the House. So the Chamber of Commerce has a little bit of a revolt on its hands. In a letter to the chamber, Johnson & Johnson has asked the chamber to refrain from making comments on climate change unless they reflect the full range of views, especially those of chamber members advocating for congressional action. AP reports President Obama is turning to South Carolina's former school superintendent to head an expanded Consumer Product Safety Commission, an embattled agency that has been criticized in the past by advocates for being too cozy with industry. Speaking of, back to Arlen Specter, less than a week into his tenure as a Democrat, key Democratic figures are warning that their newly minted colleague, despite having the backing of the White House, could face a tough primary should he continue to oppose key tenets of the party's agenda, said former DNC Chairman Howard Dean. I'm pleased that he saw the light and decided he would be a better fit for the Democratic Party. And I think you have to allow for his views to evolve. But he won't win the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania by taking the position that you should not have the Employee Free Choice Act or a public option for health care. If he takes these kind of views, there's going to be a Democratic primary. So Arlen Specter is not going to have an easy ride of it. In game politics, as you know, I'm interested in this. With the pending retirement of Justice David Souter from the U.S. Supreme Court, President Obama will have the opportunity to name a replacement. His choice could have a major impact on the constitutional issues relating to video games, especially if California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger decides to ask the court to consider February's Ninth Circuit court ruling saying that his state's video game law from 2005 is illegal. As governor, Michigan's Jennifer Granholm signed into law a similar law in 2005 blocking minors from purchasing violent video games. The video game industry filed suit, and the measure was ruled unconstitutional later. So these Supreme Court picks, they really, you know, they affect a lot of different things. Let's go to some local news here. As you probably heard at the top of the hour, a bill to repeal the death penalty in Colorado fizzled on Monday when the state Senate gutted the measure. House bill, when this bill was in the House, would have repealed the death penalty as a sentencing option and used the money saved by not prosecuting and appealing such cases, estimated to be at least $1 million a year, to fund the Colorado Bureau of Investigation's cold case unit. But a new version of the bill, drafted just 15 minutes before the Senate was slated to vote on the original version, would charge people convicted of crimes a $2.50 fee and give that cash to local jurisdictions. Democratic Senator Morgan Carroll, sponsor of the measure, called the move an ambush. In other news from the legislature, a bill that would make it easier for holders of concealed weapons permits to buy guns is heading to Governor Ritter's desk after the State House approved the measure. Ritter, for his part, is signaling his support for the hands-free cell phone bill, the bill mandating that you use hands-free devices when you're using your cell phone in your car. Now, that bill was relaxed by state senators, according to the Denver Post. In a drastic change, says the Post, the Senate took out the ban on handheld cell phone conversations for adult drivers. Instead, after the amendment, the bill merely bans text messaging while driving. So this will have to be worked out in a conference committee. Those bank stress tests, regulators have told Wells Fargo it may need to shore up its finances after government stress tests showed the bank may have trouble surviving a deeper recession. A unanimous Supreme Court said Monday that undocumented workers who use phony IDs cannot be considered identity thieves without proof they knew they were stealing real people's Social Security and other numbers. The Colorado Independent notes that this could have some effect on Weld County. That Supreme Court decision may have implications for a contentious identity crime prosecution that resulted in 100 charges of criminal impersonation by undocumented workers and more than 5,000 personal income tax records seized in Weld County. So these cases have a lot of local implications. And in our final story, late Monday afternoon, the University of Colorado announced several suspected cases of potential swine flu have been reported on campus. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Tom Philpott of Grist Magazine about where this swine flu started. And I think you'll be surprised, or maybe not surprised, about where it started. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So in the show today, as mentioned, we're going to talk about, in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about where swine flu started. And in the next hour, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to talk about wolves. Not werewolves. Regular wolves. And whether they should be killed. There's a little bit of a controversy in the Northern Rockies about whether their population is repopulated to the point where they should be killed. But the question of this first hour, what do you think about the news that the death penalty here in Colorado, the bill to repeal it, was gutted? How do you think Governor Ritter behaved in the whole thing? Ritter refused to take a position. This bill came very, very close to passing. It was gutted. There's still an outside chance it may pass. But Ritter didn't take a position on the bill, and the state Senate has killed it. So I'm curious what you think about this. 303-713-7600. We've got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. What do you think about the state Senate gutting the bill to repeal the death penalty? Do you think it's Bill Ritter's fault that this thing went down because he didn't take a position? Says Morgan Carroll, quote, "The move was an ambush. Some people are looking for ways to avoid voting on this core issue. It's gamesmanship that makes a mess of public policy." What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm bummed out that this bill went down.
God forbid that we actually know where some of our representatives stand on issues like this.
I know.
You know?
I know. And this was going to be, you know, this was going to be, we were going to be one of the two states, I think, in this legislative session to repeal the death penalty. New Mexico has repealed its death penalty. And I think a lot of the blame goes on Bill Ritter. When the governor doesn't take a position on this issue, you know, when he comes out and says, I don't want to take a position. And here's another question. Do you think Governor Ritter orchestrated the defeat of this bill? Do you think he twisted arms to make sure the bill never got to his desk so he wouldn't have to take a position? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Do you think Governor Ritter killed the bill that would have repealed the death penalty in Colorado? Did he not want to deal with it? Did he not want it coming to his desk? That's my guess. What do you think?
I think that's definitely the case.
He just didn't want to deal.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, like you said yesterday, he's a former prosecutor.
Right, and he's pretending he doesn't have a position on the issue. That's such a joke. And so I'm guessing he used his leverage in the state Senate behind the scenes to make sure it never got to his desk. Pathetic. All right.
Politicians.
Yeah, right. That's right. 623, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760. 51 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, it's nice and light as we're kicking off the morning commute, David. Just the normal jams as you're heading out of Aurora, southbound 225. First Colfax, again, after Yosemite, and speed still in the 40s there as you're making that trip, just about a 15-minute trip between 70 and 25 in both directions. Seeing more volume, though, heading into downtown, westbound 76, beginning at 74th Avenue, and on eastbound 270 there at York Street, also getting busy leaving Northland on southbound I-25, beginning at 104th Avenue. Checking foggy conditions out east on I-70 near Lyman. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s, right now 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Chipotle is introducing a new kids menu. They've got all sorts of new items. Your kids will...
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty. It's thick and absorbent, and it's even more durable than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
People locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great. The selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rockies Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rockies. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to PearlHarborMemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
Feeling small.
That's Simon and Garfunkel, and we're doing a little bit of a Simon and Garfunkel CD giveaway. So the next time you hear that song in a break, if you're the seventh caller at our contest number, 303-631-2670, 303-631-2, excuse me, I gave the wrong number, I'm a jerk. Yeah, my bad. 303-631-2760. That's easy. 303-631-2760. So, the next time you hear that song as we come back from a break, if you're the seventh caller to 303-631-2760, you're going to get a CD, Simon and Garfunkel Live, 1969, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's a great CD. So, be the seventh caller. So the question of the hour, do you think Bill Ritter was responsible for killing the bill in the legislature to repeal the death penalty? And what do you think of the repeal of the death penalty? 303-713-7600. This bill went down in a very close vote. The House had passed the repeal. The Senate did not, last night, after a furious debate, did not pass the repeal. Whose fault do you think it was? Do you think it's good that the repeal didn't pass? Or did you want the repeal to pass? 303-713-7600. A little bit more news of the weird. A Pennsylvania man has been accused of burglarizing at least three apartments and vandalizing them with spray paint and chocolate pudding. after police say he was found covered in chocolate syrup. Police say the 24-year-old Bethlehem resident was arrested early Friday after being found with silver spray paint and chocolate on his hands and clothes. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't make this stuff up. Here's an interesting story off the Tech Wire. Cell phones will soon be able to sense our environment and its pollutants. This is in Seed Magazine. This new power may change the way we move through the world, but will it motivate us to change it? So we're going to start getting real-time data on pollution and toxins in our atmosphere via cell phones. That's kind of weird. It's kind of cool. Because in real time, we'll be able to know which areas are most polluted, and that it's obviously going to help deal with pollution, I think. But what's weird is that it's like your cell phone is going to be sort of taking measurements, potentially, of your environment. I don't know. That's got some creepy privacy issues with it. I had heard, actually, and I think it's true, I've heard that they can turn on your cell phone at any time, and it doesn't look like it's on. And they can just listen to you. That's the CIA can do that.
Dude, I'm super cell phone paranoid, man.
What?
Extremely.
What about that?
I always think I'm being watched. Not like I have anything to hide, but I always feel like I'm being watched.
That I'm pretty sure they can turn on almost any cell phone.
Yes, they can.
And listen.
Whenever they want.
Like whenever they and the phone doesn't look like it's on.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
So like without your phone on, they can hear conversations that aren't going on your phone.
Exactly, it's like a microphone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scary.
I really believe, and maybe call me a conspiracy theorist. I really believe that they put that kind of stuff in there, so that the government can spy on us whenever we want.
I do too.
Like I feel like they went to the cell phone manufacturers.
We're heading towards 1984.
Oh, I think we're already there.
Do you think we're already there?
Oh yeah, with all the cameras.
They put these GPS things in the cars, keep track of where you're going and where you're driving.
I think Britain's already there. I mean, you know, Britain has the highest per capita amount of cameras.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's creepy, man. It's like all those sci-fi movies we used to watch 20 years ago.
Well, did you ever see The Bourne Identity?
Yeah.
Remember wasn't it the last one where the guy's walking through the train station and they have all the cameras? They're like, go to camera 8, go to camera 7.
Yeah.
It's like really crazy. They're definitely watching.
Me.
Now, of course.
What would our forefathers be saying about this?
Now, of course, I don't think they're watching like. I like to tell myself that they're not watching you and me.
Yeah.
We're not important enough.
We're not.
Nice.
Yeah, but, you know.
It is weird. It's totally weird.
It scares me. I don't like, you know, if I could just ace my cell phone.
Yeah, the cell phone thing is definitely weird. Now this idea that your cell phone's going to be taking measurements of your environment and sending it back to some central database. It's totally, totally bizarre.
You should ask how many Americans feel or how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched.
Yeah, how many of our listeners feel like they're being watched?
Because I feel like I am.
You're feeling like you're always being watched.
Not always, but I do feel like I can't talk about specific things on the cell phone.
Like what?
I don't know.
What? What can't you talk about on the cell phone?
I don't know. Plans of what we're going to do the weekend. You know, my friends call acting all crazy, saying stupid stuff. You know, I don't know. I just don't like.
You don't like the sense of you're being watched.
Got an email from one of our listeners, nameless emails. Oh, yeah, you've got plenty to hide, pal. So do I. Great.
Yeah, I get that feeling, too, when I instant message. I totally get that feeling when I instant message that I'm being watched. Absolutely. And this story in Seed Magazine, I encourage everybody to go check it out, about how your cell phone is going to start measuring your environment. And sending information back to a database, which there is a good application to this, right? There is a good application. I mean, if we can get real-time environmental data, that's pretty good. All right, so Turk has thrown it out there. If you're going to call up about the death penalty and what you think about the legislature rejecting the bill to repeal the death penalty, the other open question of the hour is, do you think you're being watched? Do you think the government is watching you? 303-713-7600. How much do you think the government is watching you? Do you think the government's watching your instant messages? Do you think it's listening in on your cell phone? Do you think they can turn your cell phone on to listen to you? This is the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Jolie in Denver, are you being watched?
Yeah, I can tell you a story.
Okay.
I lost my laptop in an airport. Now, you might think, well, yeah, you're in an airport, but I was in Florida, in Jacksonville, and my laptop actually got stolen by baggage handlers. I had to hand off my carry-on because it was a little commuter plane, and that's what happened to it. But I didn't realize that at first, so I called when I got back here to Denver, I called the Jacksonville airport to find out if there had been any laptops left as security, because I thought, all right, maybe I spaced and I left it. They put me through to the TSA person in security, and she said, when did you come through? And it was like a couple weeks later, and she had me describe what I was wearing, and in less than 30 seconds, she had the film of me walking through the Jacksonville airport.
Come on.
I swear to God, all the way through security, and seeing me put the laptop back, she said, what kind of suitcase do you have? And I said the brand, Vera Bradley, and it was a particular pattern, and it was a female. We all know about this luggage. So she goes, oh yeah, and she mentioned the dark blue pattern on the thing and saw me putting the laptop back in my carry-on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you find your laptop?
No, it was stolen by the people, the gate check personnel at the Jacksonville airport.
Did they catch him?
It never made it to Chicago. I had to change in Chicago, and that's when I missed it. When I got to Chicago and they handed me back my bag, it didn't weigh enough. I was already on the next plane before I lifted it up into the overhead and realized, wait a minute, and looked, and sure enough, the laptop was gone.
That is crazy that they were able to track you like that. That is really crazy. And, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, a laptop issue. Check this out. I've wanted to bring up this story for a while. This is from the big newspaper in Australia. Two accused burglars, this was back in May of 2000, a year ago, two accused burglars are scheduled to appear in court after the owner of a missing Apple laptop connected to it remotely and took a picture of the users. So she had screen control on her laptop, and she was able to go on her desktop, turn on the screen control, turn on the camera on the computer, snap a picture of the people using her laptop after they had stolen it. Talking about creepy. Your story, Jolie, about how they can track you, they were able to basically track you, is really crazy. And by the way, it's kind of the same thing. When I went to DIA one time, I left my car and I forgot where I parked like an idiot. You know, it's like that Seinfeld episode. And you call up the central folks there, and you say, I've lost my car. They know exactly where your car is because they drive through taking pictures. I'm pretty sure either recording or taking pictures of your license plates. They told me exactly where my car was. It's weird. So, all right, so John Turk has created the Paranoid Hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Enter the AM 760 Conspiracy Theory Center, although it's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. It's the Paranoid Center here.
I'm paranoid.
Are you being watched?
Yes, we are.
How much do you think you're being watched? Give us your stories about how you feel like you've been watched. And feel free to weigh in on the death penalty issue. Do you think the Colorado legislature was right yesterday to gut the bill that would have repealed the death penalty? And do you think Governor Ritter was behind killing that bill? 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? I kind of feel like I'm being watched. And by the way, there's a lot of movies out there that make you feel like you're being watched. You ever see Enemy of the State?
Mm-hmm.
That's grand. That movie's crazy. All right. let's get a traffic update.
All right, David. Southbound 25 really starting to fill in there. Northland speeds now dipping into the 20s and 30s between 104th and 84th. A little better after I-70 heading into downtown, but is going to be a little clogged there. Bottlenecking after I-70. Southbound 225 also filling up both directions, actually around Parker Road, and seeing more traffic building on eastbound C-470 Broadway past University. If you're driving on I-70 out to the eastern portion of the state, we do have some fog near Lyman. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds, and a bit breezy, too. Calling for a high of 73 degrees. Also have a small chance of late afternoon thunder showers. Current downtown temperature, 51 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denverbbb.org. That's denverbbb.org.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Good news if you're a fan of VH1's reality shows. The network has just renewed their shows Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, I Want to Work for Diddy, Brooke Knows Best, Dottie's Way, and Tool Academy for brand new seasons. They've also ordered Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew to be made, a show that's been in the works since earlier this year.
Visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
.com. 6:40, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 47 degrees in Denver, going up to 72. Thunder showers in the forecast. Forgot to mention this story off of Wired magazine. Remember we talked a couple of weeks ago about the baby shaker game and how I said that if you open up the censorship Pandora's box, it's a slippery slope to mix 17 different metaphors there. Add this tale to the growing lore of the inscrutable iPhone app approval process. Apple has rejected an application from Nine Inch Nails frontman and entrepreneur extraordinaire Trent Reznor, possibly because it can stream a song that contains a single curse word, even though the song that contains the curse word is for sale on iTunes. Confused, so is Trent Reznor, and he's really, really pissed. In a scathing post to his band's message board, Reznor lashed out at Apple for its obscenity policy and for sending him a confusing email that did not make clear what needs to be done so that his application, his Nine Inch Nails application, can be approved. The choice word he has for Apple now happens to be the same one in Banish tune, The Downward Spiral. Trent Reznor's awesome, and Apple really is overstepping its bounds. It's trying to play God. I told Turk, we're going to try to get Trent Reznor on. It's a huge long shot, so I'm not promising anything. But we'll try to get Trent Reznor.
Hey, maybe they need to still sell some tickets there to that show.
Yeah, we should definitely try. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Trent Reznor. Huge fan of Nine Inch Nails. And I just love them. All right, so we're going to go to the phones. 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? That's John Turk's topic of the hour, turning this first hour into the paranoid hour. Are you being watched? That's the X-Files music.
The truth is out there.
It is out there. Are you being watched? Are they watching you? 303-713-7600, and feel free to weigh in on your thoughts on the repeal, if you want to, on the repeal, the failure of the bill in the legislature that would have repealed the death penalty. Do you think Bill Ritter was behind that? 303-713-7600. Trey in Castle Rock, you being watched?
Hey, David, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to speak to this rumor that I heard that the reason why the government's pushing going from analog to digital is so they can look in on you through your high-def television set. And supposedly in Europe, there's this group that has found these cameras inside HDTVs. The government can, you know, basically see you in your house through these TVs at any point.
So the rumor is that the government can look at you through the digital TV?
Yeah. That's why they want to go.
So it's like a camera? Like it's like a two-way, it's like a camera.
Yeah, supposedly there's this camera inside these TVs, and this group in Europe has found the last year going through and smashing these TVs, and they know how to find this camera that's in these TVs.
So it's a special TV.
Yeah, well, it's an HD TV. Supposedly,
just like a webcam, right?
Yeah, but how can they turn your camera into, I mean, how can they turn my TV that is digital equipped? Let me get this straight.
Like a webcam, supposedly the government can turn on your webcam at any point.
Wait a minute. My TV that I bought before the whole transition, you're saying that the theory is that the digitally equipped part of the TV is actually equipped to be a camera?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what they're saying.
All right, that's an interesting conspiracy theory. Wow. I mean, to be honest, that would be pretty easy to figure out if some tech geek wants to take apart their TV.
Well, and that's supposedly this group in Europe has been able to do it. They've been able to take it apart and see this.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold. Tell Turk what, if you can remember anything about the name of the group, and in the break, we'll Google it, and we'll see if we can pull up something on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, man, hang on. 6:45, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Are you being watched? Are we being watched? John Turk has turned this into the paranoid hour. Can they turn on your cell phone and listen in on your conversations? Are they doing that? Give us your stories about you feeling watched, being watched. So...